It's time to head back to the field for the second half of our baseball doubleheader. Once again, KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
Hi, welcome back to Duncan. Hastings College wins the opener here this evening over Nebraska Wesleyan. Final score of 3-0 as Michael Lockerby picked up the win for the Broncos to improve to 2-0 in the season as we get sent for game number two here tonight. Ryan Schrott is going to be on the mound for Hastings here in this nightcap. So Ryan Schrott will get the start on the mound for Hastings behind the plate where the Broncos are going to see Grant Krause. We'll get you the starting lineups here brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service. Three convenient locations and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For the Broncos, Drew McGee will lead off. He'll be the DH. Grant Krause, he'll bat second. He's the catcher. Jake Steets, the second baseman, bats third. Michael Lockerby will be at first base. He'll bat fourth. Reed Stone going to be out in right field. He'll bat fifth. Nick Williams, the left fielder, batting sixth, followed by Braxton Arndt, who gets a start at third base for Steve Sponberg in the second ball game. He'll bat seventh. Brandon Utrep, the shortstop, batting eighth. And Otto Santos, the center fielder, batting ninth. And Ryan Schrott out of bounds tonight for Hastings College. Nebraska Wesleyan in the second half with a twin bill. We've got Connor Boole at second base. He'll lead off. Chase Powers will be the shortstop. He'll bat second, followed by Matt Orozco, the catcher. He'll bat third, followed by James McCain, the designated hitter. John Estadillo will be your left fielder. He'll bat fifth. Colby McPike will be your first baseman. He'll bat sixth. Then we'll see Sam Ayers, the center fielder. Jordan Waltine, the third baseman. And Aaron Oshner will be the right fielder. The pitcher for Nebraska Wesleyan in game number two will be Jordan Johnson. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings. 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So we're set to go. Ryan Schrott getting the start for Hastings in game number two as he goes to work here on Connor Boole, the second baseman. Hastings winning the first ball game by a score of 3-0. And the Broncos just trying to piece together a pitching staff here for game number two. And we're going to see maybe a committee out here tonight. There's a ball hit back to Schrott as he underhands it to the first baseman Lockerby, and the first out of the ball game is recorded here with Boole bouncing one back to the pitcher. Ryan Schrott, he's only thrown 5 2/3 innings so far for Hastings College this year. Out of those 5 2/3 innings, he's really been shelled. He's given up 12 hits. 12 hits and 13 runs. 12 of those have been earned. So Schrott did not have a great outing. He has appeared in four ball games. There's a high fly ball. It's going to come over here to Michael Lockerby, and he grabs it. Chase Powers flies out to the first baseman. So two up, two down here for Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan actually out-hit Hastings in the first ball game, 7-5, but Hastings outscored him 3-0. In fact, Wesleyan has not scored now in their last 16 innings. They lost to Mount Marty 7-0 back on the 21st earlier this week. They went 7 innings in the first game without scoring, and now they got 2 outs here in the first inning of play of game number 2. Matt Orozco is up to the plate next for Nebraska Wesleyan. He did not play in game number 1. His batting average at .294 on the season. Orozco has got 25 base hits and 85 trips to the plate. He's got 3 doubles to his credit, no triples, a home run, 14 RBIs. He's even up on the count right now with 1-1. There's a ground ball over the glove of Schrott, picked up now at second base by Steets. He goes to first. That's in time. The Bronco defense has looked good tonight. No errors in the first ball game, and they get out of inning number one right here of the nightcap as Matt Orozco grounds out to the second baseman, Jake Steets. Nebraska Wesleyan goes down in order here in the first inning of play. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the first with a score. Nebraska Wesleyan nothing. Hastings coming to bat.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
The South Heartland District Health Department wants you to help us become the healthiest nation in one generation. Nationally, public health has seen successes like increasing life expectancy and reducing infant mortality. The United Health Foundation places Nebraska 10th in the United States in overall health ranking, but we still face challenges to do better. Take a pledge to do your part to eat well, exercise, and make healthy choices. Together, we can build healthy communities. Together, we can help create the healthiest nation in one generation. This message is from the South Heartland District Health Department, because they care about you and your loved ones.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Duncan Field in Hastings. The Broncos winning the first ball game over Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 3-0. We move to the bottom half of the first in game number two here tonight. Hastings nothing and Nebraska Wesleyan nothing. Pitcher for the Prairie Wolves here in this ball game is going to be Jordan Johnson. Johnson is got more wins than anybody else in the pitching staff. He's got three of those. He's 3-4 on the season. He's making his ninth appearance of the season. He has started seven games, completed two. He's thrown 47 innings so far, giving up 49 hits and 35 runs, 28 of those earned, 21 base on balls, 31 strikeouts. Teams are batting .274 against him. So I think a little bit better, a better pitcher for Nebraska Wesleyan in game number two here today than what we saw in the first ball game. Although the pitcher that came on after the starter Jordan Haas was shelled after the first inning, Caleb Tyson, he shut the Broncos down for the final five innings of play and threw pretty well against Hastings. Jordan Haas just had a tough time getting out of the first inning for Nebraska Wesleyan as the Broncos jumped on him for three runs and three base hits. He hit a batter in there. Had a couple of walks in the first inning, threw to one batter in the second inning, and that's all she wrote. Caleb Tyson came on, and the Broncos didn't score again. So Hastings, they've won the last six innings of the first ball game without scoring, but they still picked up the win as Wesleyan couldn't get anything going on their seven base hits. So we move into the bottom half of the first inning now. This is going to be Drew McGee leading things off for Hastings. Ground ball towards second. Boole has got it down there, and he whips it over the first base. That's going to be in time. So McGee on the first pitch that he sees from Jordan Johnson, he grounds out to Connor Boole at second base. Grant Krause comes up there next. He's the catcher. So Krause batting second. Jake Steets will be in the number three spot, and we'll see Michael Lockerbie, who picked up the win in the opener today, giving up no runs, seven hits, five strikeouts, and no walks. So Grant Krause coming to the plate here for Hastings. There's a ground ball. Nope, it's going to get over the head. Takes a little hop over the head and into the right field. Grant Krause gets a single here for Hastings College. He singles into right field. Jake Steets coming up there next. Bronco baseball for you here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College softball team. They picked up a win over York in the opener 7-1. But in the nightcap, they're now in the bottom half of the seventh inning, and Hastings is trailing in the ball game by a score of 9-4. So York with a lead over Hastings in the second half of the doubleheader, 9-4. Hastings got base runners on at first and third base in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Jake Steets to the plate now for Hastings. He'll bat from the right-hand side with a base runner on at first base. The pitch is going to be down low for a ball, and it's now one ball and no strikes. So Krause got the base hit, and now Ty O'Brien is going to come out and run for him over there at first base. O'Brien, the freshman out of Omaha Scott, he takes his lead down there at first base. The pitcher is a right-handed thrower. There's a bouncing ball towards short. Powers has got it. He steps on the bag at second, throws it to first, and it gets by the first baseman, McPike. And the guy at first base, Jake Steets, is going to be safe. So Grant Krause is going to be retired in the play. Not Krause, but it's O'Brien running for him. And to second base. Jake Steets is going to get aboard on a fielder's choice. So now there's two men out here in this first inning of play. And Michael Lockerbie coming to the plate next. Lockerbie, starting pitcher and the winning pitcher in game number one. Now Lockerbie is back to first base as he comes to the plate here. He started the day with a batting average of .345 for Hastings College. There's a throw over to first base. It's not in time as Steets is back in there. Steets stealing bases this year, 3 out of 4. Hastings did not record a stolen base in the first ball game here this afternoon. Jordan Johnson working from the stretch. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. Swung on and missed there by Lockerbie. And the count is hit, no balls and one strike. Lockerbie was the designated hitter as well in game number one. Reached on a fielder's choice, scored a run in that first inning. Struck out once and also flew out to right field in his 3 plate appearances. He's behind here, no balls and one strike. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, a little bit outside. 1-1 the count. Winds continue to blow in out of the south. 20 to 25 miles per hour. Going to be a chilly night before we get out of here tonight. Blankets are out. The fans in the stands here in game number two. Jordan Johnson working from the stretch, though, goes the runner at first. The pitch is down low. The throw down there is on the money, but sliding under the tag is going to be Jake Steets. So the first stolen base of the ball game for Hastings, Jake Steets. Down a second. The count now and Michael Lockerbie is sitting at 2 balls and 1 strike. So Jake Steets gets a stolen base. He's now 4 of 5 stealing bags this year. A little base hit from Lockerbie would probably score him. Here's the pitch, a bouncing ball towards second. Boole has got it. On the hop, he throws it to first base, and the inning is over as Lockerbie is retired in the play from second to first. Broncos score no runs on a base hit. No errors. One man left on base. We go to the bottom, or actually the top of the second inning with a score. Nebraska Wesleyan nothing, Hastings nothing.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to 400 Series Windows and Patio Doors from a brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder that they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 Series Windows and Doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? Available from Square Deal Lumber and Holstein. BuySquareDeal.com or call them at 402-756-5881.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you on 1230 KHAS. Ryan Trott out there for Hastings. We have a chance to get you all of his numbers in the first inning. Trott is 0-1 on the season. He's making his 5th appearance of the year here tonight. He has started one other game and only lasted 5 2/3 innings. There's a bouncing ball towards second, picked up there by Steets. He goes over to first, and he's retired in the play. That's a James McCain up there. That's going to be bring up John Estodillo to the plate next. So out of all those starts, he's only went 5 2/3 innings. He's given up 12 hits, 13 runs, 12 of those earned, 11 base on balls, and 4 strikeouts. ERA of 19.06 for Ryan Schrod. There's a high fly ball toward left field. Settling under and making the catch is Nick Williams. So John Estodillo flies out to Williams out in left. And now Ryan Schrod has retired the first 5 guys that he has faced so far here in this baseball game. The softball game has just gone final as Hastings College loses to York by a score of 9-4. So they split a doubleheader. Hastings winning the first ball game 7-1. And York coming back to win the nightcap by a score of 9-4 at the Smith Complex tonight. This is Kobe McPike to the plate here for Nebraska Wesleyan. He got up there in a pinch hit role in that first ball game and singled. So he was 1-for-1 in the first contest. McPike has got a count now of 1-2 here at the plate. Next pitch is going to be a fastball up high for a ball. Stroud is a little bit harder thrower than what we saw in the first ball game with Michael Lockerbie. Control has been obviously an issue for him. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be a breaking pitch that stays out wide for a ball, and it's now 3 balls and 2 strikes to McPike. 16 strikeouts for Kobe. He's got 4 base on balls this year. Batting average to start the day was at .232. Here comes Schrod's next pitch. A fastball is going to be popped up. It's going to stay here in the infield. Across the foul line is going to be Michael Lockerbie, and he grabs it for the third out. Kobe McPike fouls out to Michael Lockerbie. So 3 up, 3 down again for Nebraska Wesleyan here in the second inning of play. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the second with a score. Hastings nothing, Nebraska Wesleyan nothing.
Hey, Tyson.
What's up, Mike?
Do you know what my favorite day is?
Saturday?
Wrong.
Friday?
Wrong again. It's Monday.
You can't be serious.
Yep, every Monday we get to spend time with a furry little friend on the Start Over Rover Pet of the Week show, proudly sponsored by TLC Vet Care of Hastings.
That's right, Mike. It's so great to help out a no-kill animal shelter whose goal is to provide a stable, responsible new home to these animals.
It's the Start Over Rover Pet of the Week show every Monday morning at 8:30 right here on 1230 KHAS.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College Baseball here tonight on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. This is Reed Stone coming to the plate for Hastings here in inning number 2. Stone did not play in the first ball game for the Broncos, but he's out in right field for Hastings here in the ninth cap. So Reed Stone up to the plate. Good bat here at .389 this year. Stone is 14 out of 36 from the plate this year. He's got 1 double, no triples, no home runs. He's got 7 RBIs. Reed Stone, the Sutton product for the plate right now. 5 base on balls and 8 strikeouts so far this season. No score between Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan. We're in game number 2 here tonight. This will be a 9-inning affair. There's a high fly ball out towards center field. Sam Ayers moves to his right and looks up there and makes the play. Reed Stone flies out to center field to begin this second inning of play. And now Nick Williams comes up there next. Nick Williams out in left field for Hastings here in game number 2. Williams in the first ball game had a base on balls. He fouled out down the line in left field, and he flew out to shortstop. So he was 0 for 2 officially with 1 walk in game number 1. That was a 3-0 win by Hastings. There's a ball sliced down to first base side. Foul territory. And the count is no balls and 1 strike now to Nick Williams. So Jordan Johnson on the mound for Nebraska Wesleyan here in game number 2. Johnson winds and delivers. There's the next pitch. Swung on a miss. A fastball there. And it's now no balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 6'1", 165-pounder, a junior out of O'Neill, Nebraska. Here's the wind of the next pitch. It's swung on and missed. Blew up right on by him. Nick Williams strikes out in the ballgame. Strikeout number 1 in the contest for Jordan Johnson. That's going to bring up Braxton Arndt. Braxton, he did not play in the game number 1. His batting average on the season is sitting at .214. He's got 12 base hits and 56 trips to the plate. He takes a strike here on the outside corner. Nothing in 1. You get a funny feeling that you're not going to score a whole lot of runs against this guy, Jordan Johnson. Next pitch is a fastball again that misses outside. And the count is at 1 ball and 1 strike. Arndt with no extra base hits this year. He's got a couple of RBIs. He's walked 7 times. He has struck out 10 times. Next pitch is another fastball. It's going to be up high for a ball. And now the count is sitting at 2 balls and 1 strike on Braxton Arndt of Hastings College. He's actually a transfer guy from Midland. He's out of Papillion. 5'11", 210-pounder here for Hastings. Next pitch is swung on and missed. And now the count is even up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. We're in inning number 2, the bottom of the second here. Hastings has got 1 base hit so far in the ball game. Here comes the next pitch. It's called 3rd strike on the outside corner. And Braxton Arndt He goes down for the 11th time here in the season. So back-to-back strikeouts on Williams and Art. And a quick inning there for Hastings. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the top of the third with a score. Hastings nothing, Nebraska Wesleyan nothing.
5 Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. 5 Points Bank, the better bank.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Scores from the GPAC from earlier today. Briar Cliff beat Mount Marty in the first game of a doubleheader 4-1. Dakota Wesleyan wins in 8 innings over Dort today by a score of 4-3. Hastings winners over Nebraska Wesleyan 3-0. We understand Doan has got the lead 6-2 heading into the bottom of the 7th inning. They're playing in Seward today. Northwestern and Morningside also playing, still winning on a score in the first ball game there. We're in the second contest right now as we head to the 3rd inning. Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan still scoreless here in this one as Ryan Schrott is working for the Broncos here in game number 2. He's going to go to work here on Sam Ayers, the center fielder. And the count to him is hitting at 2 balls and 1 strike. So Ayers, a left-handed hitter here for Nebraska Wesleyan. Schrott working quickly. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. 3 balls and 1 strike now to Ayers. Sam in the first ball game was 0 for 3. Struck out, flew out to left field, and he grounded out once. Started the day with a batting average of .281. Next pitch is swung on, hit towards short. Utrep has got it. Easy scoops her up and goes over to first baseman Michael Lockerby to record the out. So Sam Ayers is retired in the play from short to first. And now Jordan Watine comes into the ball game. He'll come to the plate now. He's the third baseman. Watine in the first game was also at third. He recorded a double in his 3 trips to the plate. He was caught in a rundown between the third and home plate in the 5th inning of play and did not score. Struck out once and flew out to right field in his 2 plate appearances. First pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Here comes the next one from Schrott. It's going to hit down the third baseline in foul territory. So he gets on ahead on the count here. No balls and 2 strikes. Little used Ryan Schrott on the mound has retired the first, 7 guys he has faced so far. He's ahead of the count here. No balls and 2 strikes. Next pitch is a breaking pitch swung on and foul tap. The catcher, Grant Krause, ran out to grab it. The officials called the foul ball, but he didn't hear it. Krause went out and grabbed the ball, and he threw it down to first base. Lockerbie wasn't even looking for it. Goes sailing by him, but no damage done. Home plate umpire is now explaining things to Steve Sponberg, who is down in the dugouts. Everything must be all right. We're going to go again as Jordan Watine re-enters the right-hand batter's box here with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be inside. Did it hit him? Or did it hit the bat? Must have hit the end of the bat. 1 ball and 2 strikes now is the official count on Jordan Watine. Aaron Oshner, the right fielder, would be up there next. And now the third base coach comes down and has a couple of words with the home plate umpire. Bronco baseball here tonight on 1230 KHAS, brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Bronco Sports for the 2014-2015 season. So a little discussion here between the head coach for Nebraska Wesleyan and the home plate umpire. And the umpire is going to win that little conference as well. Notice how they win all those things. Now Jordan Watine will dig back in with a count of one ball and two strikes. One man out. Here comes the next pitch. Swung on and foul tap back to the screen. So the count remains at one ball and two strikes. After the win in the opener, the Broncos are now back to the 500 mark. They're 20-20, 8-9 in the conference. Here comes the next pitch. Going to be outside and down low. The count down, two balls and two strikes. Nebraska Wesleyan, they fall to 10 wins and 23 losses. They're now 6-11 in the conference. Here comes the 2-2 pitch now from Schrod. Swung on and foul tap right back into the glove of Grant Krause. And a strikeout there. Strikeout number one in the ball game now for Ryan Schrod. He's now retired the first eight guys that he has faced. Now Aaron Ochsner is going to come to the plate next for Nebraska Wesleyan. Ochsner did not play in game number one, so he's up there for the first time here tonight. Ochsner is a left-handed hitter. Aaron Ochsner, a .237 hitter. 9 hits and 38 trips to the plate here for the Prairie Wolves as he stands in here, club in hand, and a first pitch to him is going to be up high for a ball. One ball and no strikes now to Ochsner. No extra base hits so far this year. No home runs. 4 RBIs. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. 1-1 the count. Ochsner's got 5 base on balls, and he's got 6 strikeouts to his credit. Product out of Waverly, 5'11", 155-pounder, a sophomore. Batting for the first time here tonight, the number 9 hole for Nebraska Wesleyan. There's a pitch that just misses, and the count is sitting at 2 balls and 1 strike now in Ochsner. Connor Boole, the second baseman at the top of the order, is due up there next. Ryan Schrod getting his sign from his catcher Krause. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. And the count is now sitting at 3 balls and 1 strike. So Ochsner could become the first base runner here for Nebraska Wesleyan here in the third inning. Next pitch is swung on. No, they call a strike on the outside corner. He wanted to go around with it, but Aaron Ochsner takes his strike on the outside corner. 3-2 is the count. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away on the third base side. Out of play, so the count remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. The count is full. There are 2 men out here in the inning. No score between Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan in game number 2 after Hastings wins the opener tonight by a score of 3-0. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball, and that one just misses. So a walk given up now by Ryan Schrod. Ochsner, the number 9 hitter in the batting order, becomes the first base runner of the ball game now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Now Connor Boole is going to come up there next. He went back to the pitcher to start off the second ball game here tonight. Boole started the day with a batting average of .265. Had a couple of base hits and 4 trips to the plate in game number 1. Struck out once, and he was hit by a pitch. So now Nebraska Wesleyan has got a base runner at first base. Connor Boole, the lefty, comes up there, and he gets hit by a pitch. Gets hit right in the right thigh by a pitch there from Ryan Schrod. That won't feel very nice. As a Connor Boole heads down to a first base, being hit by a pitch. He's got to shake things off before he heads down the line there. A hard fastball delivered up there. Ryan Schrod hits him right on the thigh. So he's going to limp his way down to first base. So now, after he retired his first 8 guys he has faced, he's given up a walk to Aaron Ochsner, and now he comes back and beans the guy. Connor Boole heads down to first base. And now Chase Powers comes up there next. Powers, he flew out to first base his first time up there. Powers reached on a fielder's choice in game number 1. He grounded out once, and he laid down a sacrifice. Powers started the day with a batting average of .277 for Nebraska Wesleyan. No score, but now the Prairie Wolves, they are threatening here in inning number 3. They have not scored in 18 innings, dating back to their last ball game, their last 2 ball games. There's a swing and a miss. And they were shut out at Mount Marty earlier this week, 7-0 in a 9-inning ball game. They go the first 7 innings here, being shut out by Hastings 3-0. And now we've gone to 2 innings and 2/3 here in game number 3. And the Prairie Wolves still looking to get on the scoreboard. No balls and one strike here to Chase Powers. Men are on at first and second base. Hastings will not hold those base runners on. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. And the count now at one ball and one strike to Chase Powers. Hastings will play him pretty much straight away. The winds are blowing in, so the outfield not very deep here. Williams, Santos, and Reed Stone left to right. Sherrod works from the stretch. Looks at the runner at second base. And now he steps off of the rubber. Takes some extra time here between pitches. Now he looks in for the sign again from his catcher, Grant Krause. Lockerbie is your first baseman. Steets at second. Utrip at shortstop. And Braxton Art is over there at third base as they deliver up a strike in the outside corner there. One ball, two strikes to Chase Powers. Matt Orozco would be next. He's the catcher here in game number two. There's two men out. Ryan Schrod comes set. Again, looks at the runner at second. Delivers one to the plate. It's going to be fouled away back into the press box. And falls down here in front of the stands. One ball and two strikes. Your count remains on Chase Powers, batting here from the right-hand side. Wesleyan in their gray pants tonight and their black tops with their gold trim. Here comes the next pitch. Swung on and hit toward left field. Williams can't come down with it. It's going to roll all the way out to the wall. One run is going to score. Here comes the second one around the bag at third. He's going to come in and score as well. And standing up with a double down there is going to be Chase Powers. Ball hit right down the line. Finally picked up out there by Nick Williams of Hastings. So a two-run double here for Chase Powers. And the scoreless streak is over. As they played a couple of runs here in the third inning of play, now Nebraska Wesleyan has got to lead 2-0 over Hastings. And now here comes Steve Sponberg out of the dugout here for Hastings. So after he retired his first eight guys that he faced here in this ball game, the second time through the order, the Wesleyan Prairie Wolves will get on the scoreboard here with a couple of runs, a two-run double by Chase Powers. Schrod has given up a base on balls. They're in Ochsner. And the hit batter from Connor Buhl. And then Chase Powers comes up and bams one down the left field line for two runs. Schrod is going to get to see at least one more batter here as Steve Sponberg pats him on the fanny and then comes across the foul line here on the third base side. Matt Orozco is going to come to the plate next for Nebraska Wesleyan. He did not play in game number one. Orozco at .294 batting average. He's got 25 base hits and 85 trips to the plate. He's got three doubles, no triples, one home run, 14 RBIs. He has walked six times and struck out 19 times. Big guys. He stumps in there from the right-hand side. He'll take a strike here. Nothing and one to Matt Orozco, a product from California. So 2-0 is the score. Nebraska Wesleyan has got the lead. Orozco backs out of the batter's box. This is Ryan Schrod delivers the pitch. That pitch was just like he didn't throw it. Count remains at no balls and one strike. Steve Sponberg again arguing that call down here. Is a home plate umpire explaining the situation. That was kind of late when he backed out of the batter's box. And now the home plate umpire is going to go out and discuss things here. In fact, he's talking with both the catcher of Hastings, Grant Krause, and Matt Orozco, the batter. A little brief conversation there with the guys in the blue. No balls and one strike here. Ryan Schrod sets and delivers a swing and a miss. Orozco goes after an outside pitch there and comes up empty. It's now no balls and two strikes to Orozco. James McCain, the designated hitter, is due up there next. 2-0, Nebraska Wesleyan has got the lead here in this one. Ryan Schrod's next pitch is on the way, a curveball that stays up high. It's now one ball and two strikes. Michael Lockerbie again was the winner for Hastings in game number one. He went 6 2/3 innings, gives up no runs, 7 hits, 5 strikeouts, no walks. He's now 2-0 in the season. Next pitch is going to be hit towards center. Donato Santos gets on his high horse and grabs it out there in right center field. The guy can cover a lot of ground out there. Acres and acres of land. And Donato Santos grabs that one in right center field to record the out. But Nebraska Wesleyan, they scored two runs in the inning. Two runs on one base hit. That was a two-run double by Chase Powers. No errors on Hastings. And one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the third inning with a score. Nebraska Wesleyan 2, Hastings College nothing.
Join us each Saturday morning for the Ampride Open House on Sports right here on 1230 KHS. I'm Tyson Evronik, and I'll be live from the Burlington Express Food Court at Ampride at 14th and Burlington in Hastings. We look forward to spring sports, track, golf, and even baseball. And we'll give you the inside scoop with our conversations with the coaches as we take a look back and look ahead at what has happened and what's coming up in local and area sports. It's the Ampride Open House on Sports each Saturday morning at 10:06 right here on your home for high school sports, 1230 KJS.
Shop local, save big at shopwheelerdealer.com to subscribe, allowing us to send you the deal of the day every morning via text message. Text the words Wheeler Dealer to 90210. Shop local, save big. Shopwheelerdealer.com.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Doan has won in their first game of the doubleheader tonight in Seward against Concordia, the score of 6-4. So out of the four teams that Hastings was tied with, for the sixth spot in the conference, it was a four-way tie for sixth. Hastings won their first ball game. Midland, they're not playing today. Dakota Wesleyan, they won their ball game. And that was the four-way tie. Concordia, Hastings, Midland, and Dakota Wesleyan. So Hastings was able to pick up a little bit of ground in game number one. Could really use a sweep here against the Nebraska Wesleyan to maybe separate them from the rest of the log jam down there and inch their way into the GPAC tournament next week. Hastings batting now here in the bottom half of the third. They're trailing in the ball game now by a score of 2-0 after winning the opener 3-0. I don't think we're going to score a whole lot of runs against Jordan Johnson as long as he stays out there for Nebraska Wesleyan. He has looked tough so far through two innings of play. Brandon Utrep is up there for Hastings to begin this third inning, and he pops this one up on the second pitch that he sees. That's going to be caught there by Kobe McPike, the first baseman. Brandon Utrep flies out to McPike. That's the first out of inning number three. Donato Santos coming to the plate next. He's out in center field again for Hastings. Santos, he started the day with a batting average of .356. But he was 0-for-3 in game number one. Grounded out twice and flew out to left field in his three plate appearances. First pitch to him is going to be down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Drew McGee would be next. Nebraska Wesleyan out on top of Hastings by a score of 2-0 here in game two. Next pitch can be fouled away on the third base side out of play. 1-1 the count. Kansas City Royals baseball tonight on the breeze. KOIQ 94.5. Kansas City playing in Chicago against the White Sox tonight. Here comes the next pitch to Donato Santos. It's going to be outside for a ball. Two balls and one strike. Rain expected later on tonight in Hastings, mainly after midnight. Got some storms brewing out in western Nebraska, but nothing in the immediate area right now. There's a bouncing ball to Powers at shortstop. He throws it to first. It's going to be off of the bag at first. The throw is to the outfield side at first base. McPike tries to keep his foot on the bag, but does not. So Donato Santos is on the bag now for Hastings. And Drew McGee coming up there next. So Donato Santos gets aboard here for Hastings. That's probably going to be an error chalked up on Nebraska Wesleyan here in this ball game. Now the catcher is going to go out and have a couple of words here with his pitcher. So 2-0 is the score. Hastings finally gets a base runner here with Santos. The throw there from Chase Powers, just a little bit wide of the target. And now Santos with some good speed on the base pads. We'll take a lead down there at first base. Drew McGee, he grounded out his first time up there. So there's one man out here in the third inning. 2-0 is the score. Drew McGee is up there for Hastings. McGee started the day with a batting average of .331. He had a double in the first inning of play for Hastings in game number one. Hit by a pitch, and he flew out to center field in his three trips to the plate. Hastings had only, five hits in the opener, but they were able to win 3-0. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. Hit right back to the pitcher. Johnson goes to second for one. Over to first base. That's going to be in time, a double play. So Drew McGee hits into a double play. A 1-6-3 double play, and the inning is over for Hastings. They score no runs on no hits. One error on Nebraska Wesleyan, and nobody left on base. We go to inning number four with a score, Nebraska Wesleyan 2, Hastings College nothing.
Spring is finally here. With spring comes job interviews, graduations, and weddings. Gary Michaels Clothiers will have you feeling confident and looking your best with our professional fittings and in-house tailoring. Same-day tailoring available. Take 30% off all in-stock suits from Austin Reed, Jack Victor, and S. Cohen. And ladies, you have not been forgotten. We have the perfect outfit, now 20% off entire ladies' clothing. Shop now to refresh your spring wardrobe at Gary Michaels Clothiers, downtown Hastings, and Kearney. Open late Thursday, Saturday till 4.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. 1230 KHAS.
Bronco Baseball here on 1230 KHAS, brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Bronco Sports for the 2014-2015 season. Mike Will at Duncan Field. Hastings winning the first ball game 3-0. And now Nebraska Wesleyan has got the lead in the nightcap. The score is 2-0. Ryan Schrod continues to throw here for Hastings as we head to inning number four. This one's scheduled for 9 here in the second half of the twin bill. James McCain is up there for Nebraska Wesleyan, number 4 in the batting order. John Estadillo will follow him, followed by Kobe McPike. So we got 4, 5, and 6 in the batting order to face Ryan Schrod. He retired the first 8 guys that he faced in this ball game, had a walk, hit a man, and then gave up a 2-run double to Chase Powers in the last inning. So that's the way we stand here at 2-0. Hastings trailing Nebraska Wesleyan. The Prairie Wolves, the cellar dwellers in the Great Plains Athletic Conference to start the day today, but just 2 games separates second place and last place here in the conference so far as we start the day. Next pitch is going to be fouled away, and the count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So 2-2 the count here to James McCain. He stands in there from the right-hand side. Ryan Schrod winds and delivers. Next pitch will be fouled again back to the netting. The guy remains at 2-2. Michael Lockerbie is at first base for Hastings. Jake Steets at second. Utrep is at shortstop. And Braxton Arndt getting the start at third base tonight. Nick Williams out in left field. Donato Santos in center. Reed Stone is playing right field tonight. Krause behind the plate. Schrod on the hill. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Next pitch is going to be fouled away again. This time with the first base side out of play. So the count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hastings dressed in their crimson tops here tonight with their gray baseball pants and their black baseball caps. Next pitch is swung on and missed. The catcher, Krause, drops the strike, but he throws it down to first to record the strikeouts. That's strikeout number 2 in the ball game for Ryan Schrod. He gets James McCain to go down. Now John Estadillo coming to the plate next. He flew out to left field his first time up there. Estadillo in the first ball game grounded out. Reached on a single and flew out to left field, so he's 1-for-3 in the first contest. .333 is his batting average. To start the day, he goes after a bunt here and comes up empty. Tries to lay one down and he can't connect. No balls and 1 strike to John Estadillo. Batting here from the left-hand side here for Nebraska Wesleyan. Ryan Schrott again looking for the sign. He's got it from Kraus. Wines and delivers. Next pitch can be outside for a ball. 1-1 the count. Told you earlier, Nebraska Wesleyan not a real powerhouse as far as their offense is concerned. They're dead last as far as conference team batting average. They're at 266. Next pitch is going to be swung on and missed. Hastings number 8 in that category. Nebraska Wesleyan is 11th coming in here. Runs scored. Nebraska Wesleyan is also dead last in the conference. They average only 4.22 runs per ball game. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. And the count is sitting at 2 balls and 2 strikes now. So 2-2 the count here. Wesleyan also dead last in the conference as far as hits in the ball game. They're averaging 7.84 hits per ball game. That's last in the conference. So they've had their problems on offense this year. There's a high fly ball, though, to a Santos out in the right field. He's going to be cut off, and the ball is going to be grabbed there by a Nick Williams. So they were headed for a collision course out there in left center field. Santos, who, like we said, covers a lot of ground, comes over, but Nick Williams grabs it right in front of him, and they are, fortunately enough, communicated out there, and John Estadillo goes down as he flies out officially to left field. Kobe McPike coming up there next. He fouled out to the first baseman back there in inning number 2. He had a single in the 7th inning of the first ball game as a pinch hitter. Ground ball to short. Picked up there in the throw to first base by Brandon Utrep is in time. Good play there by Utrep, and Nebraska Wesleyan goes down in order at inning number 4. They score no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the 4th with a score. Nebraska Wesleyan 2, Hastings College nothing.
Yep, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all. Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
So Jordan Johnson comes back out and throws here for Nebraska Wesleyan in inning number 4. Hastings batting in the bottom half of the 4th inning. Broncos so far, a couple of base hits here in the ball game, and that's all she wrote. Jordan Johnson comes back out and will throw one into the plate. That's going to be down low for a ball. This is going to be Grant Kraus, Jake Steets, and Michael Lockerbie, numbers 2, 3, and 4 in the batting order here for Hastings College. In the bottom of the 4th, next pitch is going to be inside. And they're going to say it's in there for a strike on the inside corner, right at the knees. Kraus kind of skipped away from that one, but the home plate umpire says, yeah, nicked the inside corner. So the count is sitting at 1-1. Here's the next one from Johnson Hill on the ground towards short. Powers has got it, bobbles it, and bobbles it again, and he's going to be safe at first base. No throw from Chase Powers. That's going to be an error chalked up there on the shortstop for Nebraska Wesleyan. So Grant Kraus is going to get a board on the air. Hastings with a base runner. And now coming into the ball game for Hastings, he'll run at first base. That's Ty O'Brien. So Grant Kraus, he gets a board on the air from Chase Powers, who bobbles the ball there on the left side of the diamond. Jake Steets coming up there next. He reached on a fielder's choice his first time up there and heading number 1. Steets in the first ball game had an RBI single in the first inning, drove home one of those 3 runs that we planted in the first. That's all the runs that we got in that ball game. He grounded out once and flew out to right field. Hastings with only 5 base hits in the opener. We've got 2 so far in the nightcap. We're trailing in the ball game by a score of 2-0. O'Brien is on the bag at first base, running for the catcher. For Hastings, Grant Kraus. O'Brien taking a good-sized lead down there at first. Jordan Johnson will hold him on. He's a right-handed thrower, so he looks over his left shoulder, delivers to the plate, a fastball. It's going to be in there for a strike on Jake Steets. No balls and one strike. O'Brien stealing bases this year, 4 out of 7. Donato Santos is our leading base stealer. He's got 7 swipes so far this year. O'Brien's got 4. Takes a good lead right there. He stays put. There's a bunt laid down. Right back to the pitcher. His play is the first base. That's going to be in time, so the sacrifice works. Steets is retired in the play from pitcher to first, but that moves along the base runner as O'Brien moves down to second base in the play. I think Steve Sponberg, the head coach for Hastings, has the same idea as I do, and that's we're not going to score a lot of runs off of Jordan Johnson, so we better play small ball here and try to scratch out a run here and there. Michael Lockerbie comes up there next. He's the first baseman. Lockerbie grounded out his first time up there in inning number one. Takes a whack at that one and pops it up. First base side, foul territory, and it gets out of play. Giving chase was Kobe McPike, but he comes over near the fence, to the fence, and it goes over. We get new life here as Michael Lockerbie comes back to the right-hand batter's box. We are in the bottom half of the fourth inning here tonight. Bronco baseball. This one's scheduled for 9 here in the nightcap. Reed Stone will follow Michael Lockerbie if he can get aboard here. There's only one man out, though. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. Lockerbie now has a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. That's number 4 if you're counting. Jordan Johnson looking in for the sign from Matt Orozco. Comes set, fires one to the plate. This one's going to be popped up. Again, down the right field line, giving chase. There is going to be Ochsner, and he can't grab it. So a couple of long foul balls there down the right field line by Michael Lockerbie. He still hangs tough as he comes back to the right-hand batter's box. 1 ball and 2 strikes now is the count. 1 and 2 the count here. In this fourth inning of play. Johnson again comes set. There's a ball hit towards center field. Sam Ayers moves to his right, settles under it, and makes the catch. The runner's going to tag from second base. He's on his way to third. There comes the throw in, and it's not going to be in time. Sliding in there at third base is going to be O'Brien. That's a pretty good throw by Sam Ayers out there in center field. He gets it to his third baseman, Wattine, but sliding under the tag there is going to be Grant Krause, or rather Ty O'Brien running for Krause. Lockerbie flies out to center. That's going to bring up Reed Stone next. And now there's 2 men out of the inning. And Reed Stone comes up there next. He flew out to center field his first time up there. Stone did not play in game number one. His batting average at .389 on the season. He fouls away this first pitch on the third base side. So it goes to no balls and one strike to Reed Stone. Nick Williams would be next. Hastings trailing here in the nightcap by a score of 2-0 to Nebraska Wesleyan. Jordan Johnson looks in for the sign again from Matt Orozco. Here comes the next pitch, hit on the ground towards short. Powers has got it. He goes to first. That's going to be in time. And the inning is over. Reed Stone grounds out to the shortstop to end the inning. Hastings scores no runs on no hits. 1 error on Nebraska Wesleyan. 1 man left on base. We go to the fifth inning with a score Nebraska Wesleyan 2, Hastings College nothing.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com. Five
Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College Baseball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Duncan Field. Nightcap of our doubleheader here tonight. Hastings will finish off the regular season this weekend. They'll play in Fremont against Midland on Saturday afternoon. At the conclusion of the action on Saturday, the top 8 teams will move into the GPAC tournament that gets underway next week. That is site to be determined yet. And hopefully the Broncos can be one of those top 8 teams. Currently we're in a 4-way tie for 6th place in the conference, but that win in the opener definitely helped us out a little bit. So Ryan Schrod comes out and throws for Hastings here in inning number 5. Schrod giving up a couple of runs in the third inning of play, and that's all that we have seen so far here in this ballgame. 2-0, Nebraska Wesleyan has got the lead. This is Sam Ayers to the plate. Ayers is the center fielder. He grounded out his first time up there in inning number 3, so he's 0-for-1 in this ballgame. He's got a count here of one ball and one strike. Jordan Wattine is scheduled up there next. Here comes the wind in the pitch there by Schrod. It's going to be outside for a ball. And the count is sitting at 2 balls and 1 strike. So 2-1 the count here to Sam Ayers. Here comes the next pitch there by Ryan Schrod. It's going to be in there for a strike. So Schrod delivers there a fastball. Now the count is sitting at, they say, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Here comes the next pitch outside for a ball, so he walks him. Base on balls given up there by Ryan Schrod. That's going to be his 2nd walk of the ball game. And now we're going to see Jordan Wattine coming up there next. He struck out his first time up there. So Wattine will come to the plate now for the Prairie Wolves. He played in the first ball game as well. He had a double in his 3 plate appearances, struck out once and flew out to right field. And now we got some relievers warming up for Hastings College down in the third base bullpen. There's a pitch to the plate. It's going to be inside for a ball. 1 ball and 2 strikes. That's Patrick Williamson, who's back up into the bullpen and throwing. He was up in game number 1, but never got into the ball game. There's a throw over to first base. That's not in time as Sam Ayers is back in there. Wesleyan stealing bases this year, 38 out of 47. Ayers individually, he's 11 out of 11 stealing bases. And there he goes at first base, and a pitch is going to be fouled away. So he's got to go back. The count now, 1 ball and 1 strike on Jordan Wadine. Yeah, this guy, 11 out of 11 stealing bases. Was that a foul ball or not? They gave him 2nd base. They say it was not a foul ball. It was just off with a glove of Grant Krause. So they give him a stolen base. Everybody in the stands surprised too. It was not a foul ball. It was just off with a glove of Krause. So Ayers heads down to 2nd base with no problem. That's his 12th stolen base of the year. Jordan Waldine now looking at a count of 1 ball and 1 strike here at the plate. That's news to me. Jordan Waldine now waiting here on the next pitch from Ryan Schrod. That's going to be inside. Now the ball gets away from Krause, trying to locate it. Now running down to 3rd base on the play is going to be Sam Ayers. So now the count should be 2 balls and 1 strike here. So Waldine. Jordan Wanin at 3rd base, or at the 3rd baseman. He's to the plate right now with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. I think we got some rookies running the scoreboard here tonight. Man is at third base. That's Ayers. There's a ground ball toward short. Utrep has got it, and then bobbles it. Goes over to first base. The throw is high, and in there at first base is going to be Waldine. That's going to be an error chalked up on Utrep. The throw was a little bit high. It was grabbed there by Michael Lockerbie. Lockerbie tries to come back and tag. Waldine coming down the line, but couldn't do it. He gets aboard on the error on Hastings. Sam Ayers comes in to score. That makes it a 3-0 ball game now in favor of Nebraska Wesleyan. And now we're going to have Steve Sponberg come out. He's going to discuss something with the base umpire here. In the meantime, the rest of the infield is going to get together here on the pitcher's mound. I have no idea what that discussion is concerning. There's nobody out here in the fifth inning of play. 2-0, 3-0 is the score now in favor of Nebraska Wesleyan. As Steve Sponberg is going to lose that discussion as he comes off of the pitcher's mound. Now the base umpire and the home plate umpire discussing something right in front of the plate here. 3-0 is the score. Nebraska Wesleyan has got the lead here in this one. So a major confrontation here as Ryan Schrod just hangs out here in the pitcher's mound. Bronco baseball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. As this discussion continues out there. And now they're going to rule somebody out. Now they're going to go over and talk with somebody over at third base. That's the head coach. All right, so we got to sort something out here. They ruled somebody out. Aaron Oshner is going to come to the plate, and that's the right guy. As the discussion continues down here on the third baseline now. Steve Sponberg had his discussion. Now the home plate umpire and the base umpire talking with the head coach for Nebraska Wesleyan. Let's take a break while they sort this out, shall we? We're in the fifth inning of play. Well, hold on here. We got to the conference being broken up now. And it looks like Jordan Waldine is now going to be ruled out at first base. So for some reason, he's going to be ruled out on the play. We'll double-check that when we have a chance in between innings. So now there's one man out. It is still a 3-0 ball game. Jordan Waldine is going to be ruled out, and Aaron Oshner is now going to come to the plate. First pitch to him is going to be outside for a ball. The second one's inside for a ball. So it's two balls and no strikes. So a major confrontation there. And they finally rule Waldine out at first base. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. It's now three balls and no strikes. Bronco baseball for you here today on 1230 KHAS. Hastings trailing. Nebraska Wesleyan 3-0 here in the nightcap. There's the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. It's now 3-1. Aaron Oshner was on his way down to first base. He's called back here. 3-1 the count. Here's the next pitch by Ryan Schrod. That's going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him. So that's his second walk of the inning. Three now in the ball game for Ryan Schrod. Again, some relievers warming up down here for Hastings in the bullpen with the Broncos trailing 3-0 in the fifth. I would assume the leash is going to be kind of short here for the rest of the way. There's one man out for Wesleyan here in the inning. Connor Boole comes up there next. Boole, he's grounded out once. He's been hit by a pitch, and he has scored a run. Wesleyan scoring two runs in the third inning. A base on balls and a hit batter and a two-run double by Chase Powers. They've scored one run so far here in the fifth inning of play. On a walk, a couple of stolen bases, and then they... a grounder that brings in Sam Ayers, so it's a 3-0 ball game. A base runner is at first base. That's Aaron Oshner. And your batter is Connor Boole, who bats from the left-hand side here from Nebraska Wesleyan. Ryan Schrod's first pitch is in there for a strike. Second one is going to be down low. A fastball that misses. And the count of one ball and one strike. Hastings College softball team splitting two games with York earlier tonight out at the Smith Complex. Hastings winning the first game 7-3, losing the nightcap by a score of 9-5. Throwing to first base, that's not going to be in time. Back in there is going to be Aaron Oshner. There's another quick throw over there. That's not in time. Michael Lockerbie guarding the bag over there at first. Big hole now between him and the second baseman, Jake Steets. On the right side of the diamond here. Utrep is at shortstop, and Braxton Arndt playing ahead of the bag at third base. Anticipating a bunt here. There's the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. A fastball that misses. And the count now is sitting at two balls and one strike on Connor Boole. He started the day with a batting average of .265. Had a couple of base hits in the opener tonight. Struck out once and was hit by a pitch. Connor Boole digs back in from the left-hand side. Schrod goes to work. Here's a high pitch there. It's going to be up high for a ball. The runner went from first base, so he's on his way down to second. No throw there from Grant Krause. So Nebraska Wesleyan now has got a runner on at second base. They went 18 innings without scoring until they hit a couple of runs in the third inning of play. They've added one here in the fifth and are threatening again with a runner at second base. Next pitch is a called strike in there on Connor Boole, and now the count is sitting at three balls and two strikes. It's full with Chase Powers due up there next and a Matt Orozco for Nebraska Wesleyan. One man out here in the inning. Now timeout's going to be called here. Timeout is called as Connor Boole backs out of the left-hand batter's box, takes a couple of practice swings. Now he's back in there, 3-2 pitch on the way. A high fastball and a swing and a miss. Boole goes down. That's strikeout number three in the ball game now for Ryan Schrod. And that's going to bring up Chase Powers next. Powers is the guy who hit that two-run double back during the third inning of play. Popped one back to the first baseman in inning number one, so he's 1-for-2 in this ball game. Bowers was 0-for in game number one. Bowers, a right-handed hitter, working against the right-handed throwing Ryan Schrod with a man on at second base. There's a throw to second now, and that was close. Sliding over there was a shortstop, Brandon Utrep, to cover the bag. The throw from Schrod was not in time. Takes his lead again down there at second. That's Aaron Oshner. Chase Powers is your batter. Here comes the pitch to him. Some off-speed stuff that's going to be in there for a strike. No balls and one strike. The winds continue to blow in here from the south, so they continue to blow in on the hitters tonight. The outfield not very deep. Williams out there in left. Santos out in center field. Reed Stone out in right for Hastings here in game number two. 0-1 the count here to Powers. Next pitch, a breaking pitch, is going to be in there for another strike. So no balls and two strikes now to Powers. He started the day with a batting average of .277. Takes a look at the coach down here in the third base box. Ryan Schrod comes set on the mound here as he looks at his catcher, Grant Krause. Looks at the runner at second base, and again he throws one to the plate as the batter backs out of the box. Calls the timeout, and that pitch came all the way back to the screen. Wesley has done that a couple of times here in this ball game. No balls and two strikes here to a Chase Powers. Now he's walking around the batter's box. Umpire's talking with the coaching staff for Hastings down here in the dugouts. Fans getting a little restless now. We need a clock like they have in Major League Baseball now. Get into the batter's box and let's hit the ball, guys. No balls and two strikes. Two men out. Ryan Schrod waits on the mound. He comes set again. Looks at the runner at second base. Here comes a pitch to the plate. Swung on a miss and he strikes out. They finally get him out of there and the hands give him a little cheer there as the Prairie Wolves are out of the fifth inning of play, but they do score one run One run on no hits. No errors on Hastings and one man left on base. We go to inning number five, the bottom of the fifth inning here tonight with a score. Nebraska Wesleyan 3, Hastings College nothing.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
Seeing award-winning vehicles every day is common at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Hastings. Stop in for the award season event going on now. Great Plains has special 0% financing and factory rebates that will help you drive home in an award-winning vehicle with an award-winning deal. Put it on top of your list to attend this special event at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram North Highway 281 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Three to nothing is the score. Hastings College trailing here in this one as the Broncos come to bat now here in the fifth inning of play. Nick Williams is hit by a pitch right off of the bat. Nick Williams gets on board the hard way here for Hastings. He struck out his first time up there. And now the Nebraska Wesleyan coach is going to come out and confer with the home plate umpire. It's been told that the guy behind the plate is a big-time umpire that umpires a lot of bigger games like the Southeastern Conference games and stuff like that. So evidently he knows more than the guys that are coaching here tonight, huh? Anyway, Nick Williams, he gets the board here in the fifth inning. The Broncos are trailing. It's been kind of an odd second ball game here. 3-0 is the score. Braxton Arndt comes to the plate next. He struck out his first time up there in inning number two. Hastings has got two base hits in the ball game. Nebraska Wesleyan has got one. Wesleyan has got one error on the board, and we got three runs. It's 3-0 Wesleyan. There's an attempted bunt laid down here by Arndt that's going to be in foul territory. And it's no balls in one strike here to Braxton Arndt. And again, the home plate umpire is having words with either the players or the coaching staff here for Nebraska Wesleyan. We're only in the fifth inning of play. No balls in one strike here to Braxton Arndt. Brandon Utrep scheduled up there next, followed by Donato Santos. Looking in for the sign, and he's got it. That's Jordan Johnson. He's went all the way here for Nebraska Wesleyan in this ball game. The next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, a little bit inside. And it counts at one ball and one strike down to Arndt. Nick Williams is now down to second base for Hastings. Wesleyan playing with the infield in just a little bit at the corners, especially at first and third. Next pitch is going to be outside for another ball. It's now two balls and one strike. Nobody up and throwing for Wesleyan here in this fifth inning as far as the bullpen is concerned. Jordan Johnson on the mound and Matt Orozco behind the plate here for Nebraska Wesleyan. Here comes the next pitch by Johnson. It's going to be in there for a strike. Two balls and two strikes. Nebraska Wesleyan trying to break a three-game losing streak now after Hastings won the opener by the score of 3-0. In fact, Wesleyan has won only one out of their last eight games here. There's the next pitch up high for a ball. Catcher Orozco is looking down towards second base but holds on to the baseball. Now the count sitting at three balls and one strike. 3-1 the count here to Braxton Arndt. Taking the lead down to his second is Nick Williams. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. Swung on, hit to the left side. That gets through there for a base hit. In the left field, stop sign comes up here at third base, and Hastings has runners on at first and third. So Braxton Arndt Sends that one right in between the third baseman, Wadeen, and also Chase Powers in the left field. So the Broncos get a base hit, and now the runner's on at first and third. Braxton Utrep coming up to the plate next, but not before Nebraska Wesleyan comes out and has a little conference here with Jordan Johnson. In the meantime, Steve Sponberg is going to come down and chat with his batter here, Brandon Utrep. So now Wesleyan out there on the pitcher's mound discussing things in the fifth inning of play. Bronco baseball brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Broncos sports for the 2014-2015 season. Now the home plate umpire is going to go out and break up this little conference on the hill. The guys in blue get the job done.
Number two, Brandon Utrep.
So Brandon Utrep comes up to the plate next. We've seen a lot of delays in the second ball game. Utrep coming up there now. He popped one back to the first baseman back there in inning number three. We're in the fifth. This game scheduled for nine here tonight. Second half of the doubleheader. Hastings with base runners on at first and third base here. Trying to get back into the ball game. They're trailing 3-0. There's a Brandon Utrep showing bunt there. The guy on at third base pulls her back and takes the pitch outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. So maybe Coach Sponberg trying to maybe sneak one home here. The runner's on at first and third base. 1-0 the count to a Brandon Utrep. Johnson comes set. Now fires one into the plate. It's going to be fouled away again. An attempted bunt by Brandon Utrep. He fouls it away. Back to the screen. One ball and one strike now to Utrep. Donato Santos is scheduled up there next for Hastings. Three runs, one hit, one error for Nebraska Wesleyan. No runs, three hits, no errors for Hastings College. Next pitch, going to be down low for another ball. Now two balls and one strike on Brandon Utrep here in this fifth inning of play. Utrep showing bunt on all three of those pitches. Digs back in here on the right-hand side. Johnson gets his sign from Orozco. Comes set, looks at the runner at third, delivers to the plate. Again, it shows bunt and pulls her back. Takes a pitch inside for a ball, three balls and one strike. Steve Sponberg going through the signs in the third base coaching box. Blake Marquardt down here in the first base box for Hastings. So it's three balls and one strike. Nobody out for Hastings here in the fifth. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. And again, they show bunt there. Brandon did. Three balls and two strikes. Getting a lot of oohs and ahs from the crowd tonight. The natives have gone restless here in this ball game tonight up here in the seats. Next pitch is swung on. Hit to the left side. That gets through there for a base hit. Picked up out there by the left fielder, Estudillo. And now the Broncos are on the scoreboard. A single there, an RBI single by Brandon Utrep. Nick Williams comes in to tap the plate. Now it's a 3-1 ball game in favor of Nebraska Wesleyan. And now coming up there is going to be Donato Santos. Braxton Arndt, he heads down to second base on the play. Brandon Utrep gets an RBI single here in the fifth inning. So it's a 3-1 ball game now. It's the fourth base hit of the ball game for Hastings. Donato Santos coming to the plate next. He had a single back there in the third inning of play. Santos takes a pitch down low. Now the ball gets away from the catcher, Orozco, but not far enough for the runners to advance. Santos started the day for Hastings with a batting average of .356. Santos was 0 out of 3 in game number 1. He's got a base hit here in the ninth cap so far. Now trying to add to that right here with runners on at first and second base. Santos, a left-handed hitter. They're playing in at first base. McPike is in on the grass here. One Nebraska Wesleyan defensively. Next pitch is going to be popped up on a bunt. Laid down to third base side. Catcher, the pitcher goes out. Johnson, and he falls down. Jordan Johnson comes off of the mound to try to field that bunt that was laid down on the third base side as Donato Santos kind of popped it up. It falls midway between the pitcher's mound and the line at third base. Johnson comes over to try to field it, and he falls down. So Santos gets aboard on a base hit. And now the bases are loaded. Santos is on at first base. Utrep is on at second base. And Braxton Arnn is on at third. One run in, nobody out here in the fifth inning of play. And now the top of the order coming up there with Drew McGee. He is 0 for 2 so far in this ball game. He's grounded out once, and he's hit into a double play. The pitch comes inside for a ball, 1-0 the count. The pitcher out there for Nebraska Wesleyan, he's 3-4 on the season. He's thrown a lot of innings here for the Prairie Wolves. Nobody up and throwing right now for Nebraska Wesleyan down in the bullpen. There's a ground ball, a slow roller out to short. Powers has got it. His throw is to first base. That's going to be in time, but a run comes in to score. So Drew McGee, he grounds out to the shortstop. That's the first out of the inning. That's going to bring home a run. Braxton Arnn comes home with a second run of the ball game for Hastings. It's now 3-2. Brandon Utrep moves over to third base on the play. Santos is on at second base. That's going to bring up Grant Krause next. Krause had his single in the first inning of play, and he reached out an error in the fourth, so he's 1-for-2 in this ball game. Krause will enter the box here with runners on at second and third base. So Krause has a chance to maybe drive one home right here. There's a slow roller on a check swing out to second base. Could be trouble. Boole picks it up. He goes to first. That's going to be not in time. That was a slow roller on a check swing by Grant Krause. The second baseman, Boole, comes charging in on the grassy portion of the infield. Gets it over to first baseman, Kobe McPike, but it was not in time as Krause beats out the throw. That's going to be an error chalked up. An error chalked up there. That's going to bring up Jake Steets. So a run comes in to score. That makes it a 3-3 ball game now. Hastings doing a lot of damage here in the fifth. Moving over to third base on the play. There's going to be Santos. Now O'Brien is out there running at first base for Hastings. This is Jake Steets at the plate. He takes a strike here. No balls and one strike. So there's one man out. Steets is the seventh guy to come to the plate. A hit batter, a single, a ground out, and an error so far in the ball game. The runner was going at first base there, but he's got to come back as this pitch is fouled away. So the count is at no balls and two strikes on Jake Steets. Steve Sponberg going through the signs again down there in the third base coaching box. Broncos have runners on at first and third base. We're in the fifth inning of play. Hastings has come back to tie things up here after winning the first ball game. 3-0. Tied up at three here. There's the ball. It's going to be popped up behind the plate. Going back as a Roscoe, and it gets into the seats. And off of the press box. Takes a wild bounce. As it bounds off of the front of the press box. No balls and two strikes to Jake Steets. Hastings won the first ball game 3-0 as Michael Lockerbie was the winning pitcher there for Hastings College. Here comes the 0-2 pitch now from Jordan Johnson, who's went all the way here for Nebraska Wesleyan in this ball game. It's going to be way outside for a ball. One ball and two strikes now to Jake Steets. Michael Lockerbie would be next, and we'll see Reed Stone. Hastings batting in the bottom half of the fifth inning. This one's scheduled for 9 here tonight. Jordan Johnson again works from the stretch. Hastings with base runners on at first and third base. Next pitch to the plate, swung on and fouled away. Back to the netting again. So Steets has fouled away a plethora of pitches here on this at-bat. Reached on a fielder's choice, and he has laid down a sacrifice so far in this ball game. Winds continue to blow in from center field here tonight. Not a lot of extra base hits here in this one. Here comes the 1-2. Nope, he's going to go over to first base. Good move over to first, but diving back in there was O'Brien, who was running down for Grant Krause over there at first base. Hastings looking for a sweep here tonight, but this one has not been easy. We're tied up now at 3 runs apiece. Hastings scoring 3 runs here in the inning, looking for more. There's another throw over to first base. And diving back in there is O'Brien. Hastings has not recorded a doubleheader sweep yet in the conference. They were able to pick up four wins in a row during the non-conference portion of the schedule. But they have not picked up a doubleheader sweep against any conference foe as of yet. And we're down to the final two series. This one here against Nebraska Wesleyan and then Saturday against Midland. The count is still one ball and two strikes as Johnson has been concerned with O'Brien over here at third or first base. There's another throw over to first. That's like four throws over there in a row from Jordan Johnson to Kobe McPike. O'Brien just keeps getting up and inches out there just maybe a half a step further. Here comes the pitch to the plate as Johnson's going to go. There's a throw down to second base, and it's cut off. Now the throw to third. That's not going to be in time. So Hastings has got runners at second and third base. Throw is cut off by the second baseman, Connor Boole, as he comes up there trying to catch Santos off guard over there at third base. So now the count at the plate is at two balls and two strikes. 2-2 the count here to Jake Steets. Hastings with base runners on at second and third base. Jordan Johnson again comes set. Delivers to the plate. That's going to be down low. The ball gets away from Roscoe. Running down the line at third and touching home. And Hastings has the lead. Donato Santos comes home on a pass ball. And the catcher, Matt Orozco. And Hastings has exploded for four runs here in this fifth inning of play. And the Broncos now have the lead by a score of 4-3.
Number 32, Micah Lockerbie.
Running down to third base on the play is going to be O'Brien. Jake Steets on the drop third strike is down there at first base for Hastings. So this is going to be Lockerbie coming up there next. So Lockerbie comes up there next for Hastings. He is 0 for 2 so far today. There goes the runner at first base to throw down there. That's not going to be in time. A hit first slide down there by Jake Steets. So again, Hastings has got base runners on at second and third base. There's still only one man out here in the inning. Michael Lockerbie has flown out once. He has grounded out once. Runners are on at second and third base. Hastings with a lead now by a score of 4-3. Jordan Johnson has went all the way and nobody up and throwing yet for Nebraska Wesleyan down in the bullpen on the first base side. This is the eighth guy to come to the plate for Hastings here in the inning. A hit batter, a single, a single, a single, a grounder. Man who reaches on an error. And another base hit right there, delivered up by Michael Lockerbie. That's into center field. One run scores. Here comes the second one to the plate. And Lockerbie delivers up a two-run single here in the fifth inning of play. O'Brien comes in from third base to score. Jake Steets comes around from second base to score for Hastings College. And now it's a 6-3 ball game in favor of Hastings. And now we go right back to... Well, Reed Stone, he's the ninth guy to come into the plate, but now we're going to have a conference as finally the head coach from Nebraska Wesleyan is going to stroll onto the pitcher's mound here for the Prairie Wolves after Hastings has exploded for six runs. So he's pretty content with going with Jordan Johnson. We'll see if he's going to stay out there as they're going to have a little conference here with the Broncos now out on top by a score of 6-3 here in this ball game. Hastings winning the opener tonight by a score of 3-0. The other scores from the G-Pack and the openers of the doubleheaders tonight. Briar Cliff has won over Mount Marty by a score of 4-1. That's a matchup of the top two teams right now in the conference, Briar Cliff and Mount Marty. Chargers winning the first ball game tonight 4-1 in Yankton. Dakota Wesleyan, they go eight innings tonight to beat Dort by a score of 4-3 in Sioux Center. Hastings winning over Nebraska Wesleyan here at Duncan Field and Doan. They beat Concordia tonight by a score of 6-4. Still waiting on the Northwestern and Morningside, and that's going to be all she wrote here for Johnson as he's going to be knocked out here in inning number five. So we're going to have a pitching change coming up here for Nebraska Wesleyan. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 6 and Nebraska Wesleyan 3.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches, get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
The inventory clearance sale is in full force now at Furniture Direct in Hastings. Save on a popular counter height table and chair set, only $3.99. Get memory foam queen sets as low as $4.99. Up to 24-month, no-interest financing, too. Hurry in for these prices because once they're gone, they're gone. The inventory clearance sale on now at Furniture Direct. On South Burlington behind Sonic and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Shane Wadine is now into the ball game as the pitcher for Nebraska Wesleyan. He's a freshman out of Lincoln East. So Shane Wadine is into the ball game here. He's a right-handed thrower. He'll face Reed Stone as the ball gets away from the catcher, Orozco, right off of the bats and running down to second base. On the play is going to be Michael Lockerbie. Reed Stone is the ninth guy to come to the plate for Hastings here in the fifth inning. Shane Wadine has an ERA of 5.40. No decisions so far this year. He's making his ninth appearance of the year. He's thrown 18 and one-third innings, giving up 27 hits and 18 runs, 11 earned runs, 5 base on balls, 11 strikeouts. Team's batting .321 against him. And now coming to the ball game for Hastings is going to be Mitchell Marquardt. Marquardt is now going to run at second base for Michael Lockerbie. So now Marquardt is into the ball game as a courtesy runner down there at the second base. Hastings has already got 6 runs in here in the inning, and they're looking for more. There's still only one man out in this fifth inning of play.
Who's important to Hastings in Central Nebraska?
Reed Stone is at the plate here for Hastings with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. He takes a strike there. A fastball that's going to be in there for a strike. 1-1 the count. Stone batting here from the left-hand side. Shane Wadine is now the pitcher here for Nebraska Wesleyan. He delivers the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. Now 2 balls and 1 strike. So Johnson tonight, he goes 4 1/3 innings. 4 1/3 innings, 6 hits, 6 runs, 3 earned, no base on balls, and 3 strikeouts. Kyle Weber is the guy running at second base, and not Marquardt. So Kyle Weber is running there at second base now for Hastings College instead of Marquardt, who originally wore number 20. Reed Stone at the plate here. The pitch comes inside, and the catcher, Orozco, has problems grabbing that one as well, but Weber's going to stay at second base. So the count is sitting at 3 balls and 2 strikes. There's one man out here in this fifth inning of play. Hastings with 6 runs in. Here comes the next pitch, a high fly ball, but it's going to stay here in the infield. McPike at first base grabs it, nearly overran that as he catches it over his head. Things are not going well for Nebraska Wesleyan here in this fifth inning. Reed Stone is going to fly out to the first baseman. That makes the second out of the inning, and now we're back to where we started from again. This inning seems like it's taken like an hour and a half to complete. So Nick Williams comes back up there for Hastings. He was hit by a pitch to begin this thing. And he struck out in the second inning. And here comes the pitch to him. It's going to be hit down the line. That's going to be in foul territory just by the third baseman, Jordan Wadeen. So going back to second base in the play was Kyle Weber. So you've got Jordan Wadeen at third base now and Shane Wadeen as your pitcher out of Lincoln East. Shane Wadeen comes set, looks at Weber at second base, delivers one to the plate. That's going to be fouled away on the first base side, out of play. Hastings College softball tonight winning 7-3 over York in the first game of two out at the Smith Complex. York coming back to win the nightcap by the score of 9-5. The score here, Hastings with a lead 6-3. There's a bunt laid down, fielded there by Wadeen. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time. I think it was a check swing. Not actually a bunt, but a check swing there by Nick Williams. And he's throwing out from pitcher to first. And the inning is finally over here. But Hastings College explodes for 6 runs. Broncos have the lead now as they head to inning number 6. The score, Hastings College 6, Nebraska Wesleyan 3.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, Newview Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from Newview Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. Ann, Dana, and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with Newview Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you two, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
1230 KHAS.
So the pitcher for Nebraska Wesleyan, Jordan Johnson, 4 1/3 officially as his numbers are complete. Now he gives up the 6 hits and 6 runs, 3 of those earned, no base on balls, and 3 strikeouts. Relieved in the last part of the inning there by Shane Wadeen. So now Hastings will go to work in the field here as Nebraska Wesleyan comes up to the plate. Ryan Schrott is going to stay out there for Hastings. He will throw here in inning number 6. Schrott has given up 3 runs and only 1 hit so far in this ball game. That occurred back there in the third inning when Wesleyan scored a couple of runs. There's hit number 2 right there. Matt Orozco sends it to the left side of the diamond and sneaks through there between the third baseman Arndt and Utrep, the shortstop. So Matt Orozco gets aboard here with a single in the sixth inning of play. He's going to be run for now over there at first base. So the catcher Orozco checks out of the ball game. We'll have a courtesy runner over here at first base. And coming to the plate is going to be James McCain. McCain is the designated hitter. He was 0-2 so far in this ball game. He's grounded out once, and he has struck out once. So now Ryan Schrott will work from the stretch with a base runner on at first base. 6-3, Hastings College has got the lead. There's a pitch that's going to be in there for a strike right at the knees. No balls and 1 strike here to James McCain, who started the day with a batting average of .278. Grounded out twice in the first ball game, and had a single, and he was picked off by the catcher for Hastings, Grant Krause, attempting to steal second base. Your courtesy runner for Nebraska Wesleyan over there at first base is Justice Stocks, freshman kid out of Lincoln East. So Stocks is your base runner at first. There he goes as they try to lay down a bunt. It's fouled away. Stocks has got some blazing speed, but he's got to go back to first base as the bunt was fouled here by James McCain. 6-3 is the score. Hastings College out on top here in this ball game. Just checking the numbers on the stocks. We don't even see them on the stat sheet here for Nebraska Wesleyan. I know one thing, he showed some, oh, there he is. 4 out of 6 in stealing bases, just his stocks. 4 out of 6 in stealing bases. He takes his lead down there at first. He inches away, but throw over there by Ryan Schrod. Not in time. Lockerbie is your first baseman. Jake Steets is second base. Utrep is at shortstop, and Braxton Arndt is at third base. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be up high for a ball. And it's now 1-2 to James McCain. Hastings looking for their first doubleheader sweep of a conference foe so far this year. This would be huge as Hastings was in a four-way tie for sixth place in the Great Plains Athletic Conference with only 4 games remaining. Next pitch outside, and Grant Krause, out of a stance in a hurry, faked the throw down to first base, and diving back in there was Stocks. Hughes and Oz again from the crowd. Ryan Schrod will look in for this sign. The count here is at 1-2 to James McCain. John Estadillo will be next. He is the left fielder. There's a pitch to the plate, a slow tapper, and it's going to be in foul territory. Grant Krause goes back to grab it down the third baseline, but it's in foul territory. Bronco baseball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 66 degrees at game time for game number one here tonight. Definitely cool down here for the second half of the Twin Bill. The fans bundle up in their winter attire and their blankets here tonight. Next pitch is way back to the screen, but again, calling the timeout was James McCain, the batter here for Nebraska Wesleyan, so that one doesn't count. Stokes inches away from the bag at first base. Schrod again comes center of the mound. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be a fastball. It's in there for a strike on the outside corner. Strikes him out. James McCain goes down and strikes. That's going to be strikeout number 5 in the ball game now for Ryan Schrod. So a guy who had only thrown 5 2/3 innings coming into the ball game here tonight. And a guy who's got a 19.06 earned run average. Ryan Schrod has kept Nebraska Wesleyan in check here tonight with only a couple of base hits. And now he has struck out 5 guys. So here comes John Estadillo up to the plate. Next, there goes the runner at first base. The throw down there is not going to be in time. Stokes, that's a stolen base. So Justice Stokes is now on at second base. The pitch was outside on John Estadillo, so it's 1-0 to him. 6-3 is the score. Hastings College has got the lead here in the nightcap of our doubleheader tonight with Bronco baseball. Ryan Schrod again will come set. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. That ball is going to be popped up. Shallow center field coming on is going to be Santos, but going back is going to be the shortstop Utrep, and he grabs it. So John Estadillo is officially going to fly out to the shortstop, Brandon Utrep. That's going to be the second out of the inning, and that's going to bring up Kobe McPike next. McPike is fouled out to the first baseman, and he has grounded out once. He's 0-2 in this ball game. He was a pinch hitter in game number one earlier tonight. Had a single in the seventh inning of play, but that's all he had. Pike is going to take a pitch outside for a ball here. 1-0. McPike started the day with a batting average of .232. He's now got 20 base hits and 83 trips to the plate after recording that single in the first ball game tonight. Here comes the 1-0 pitch from Schrod. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. Curveball that hits the strike zone there, and it's now 1-1. That's number 5 if you're keeping track. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball, two balls and one strike. For some reason, the train track is always busy on game nights. Two balls and one strike. Two men out here in the sixth inning of play. This one's scheduled for 9 as we're lumbering along here tonight. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. So Ryan Schrod continues to nibble away at the corners here. Michael Lockerbie got to start for Hastings in game number one. He went 6 2/3 innings, picked up the win. Andrew Kuda came on and got the final strikeout. Here comes the next pitch. Swung on and missed. He strikes him out. Strikeout number 6 in the ball game now for Ryan Schrod, and the inning is over for Nebraska Wesleyan. They score no runs on a base hit, no errors. One man left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning now with a score. Hastings College 6, Nebraska Wesleyan 3.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all. Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox are tied up at 2 runs apiece. They're in the top of the 8th inning. The action tonight on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. Kansas City and Chicago tied up at 2 runs apiece. 6-3 here. Hastings College is out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan in the second half of our doubleheader, after Hastings claimed the win in the opener by a score of 3-0. Braxton Arndt, Brandon Utrep, and Donato Santos scheduled up here for Hastings in inning number 6. Broncos sent 10 guys to the plate in inning number 5 and scored 6 runs. 6 runs and only 4 hits. Wesleyan committing an error in that contest in the 5th inning. So Hastings coming back and scoring all their runs in the 6th. Nebraska Wesleyan with 2 runs in the 3rd and 1 in the 5th inning of play tonight. Hastings with a lead here as we play in the 6th inning. Here's the pitch. He's going to be in there for a strike on Braxton Arndt. Braxton, he is singled. That was in his last at-bat there in the 5th. Scored a run. Struck out back there in the 2nd, so he's 1-for-2 here tonight. He did not play in game number 1. Here's the next pitch by Watine. It's going to be fouled away on the first base side. Out of play. So a strike there, 1-2 to Braxton Arndt. Hastings will play at Midland on Saturday. 2 games there on Saturday afternoon, and then if they're in the top 8, they'll move on to the GPAC tournament. If not, they're finished for the season. Next pitch is swung on and missed, and he strikes out. Braxton Arndt strikes out in the ball game. Strikeout number 1 for Braxton Arndt since he came on in relief. In the last inning for Jordan Johnson, here comes Brandon Utrep coming to the plate next. And the pitch to him is going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 to Brandon Utrep. He's playing at shortstop tonight for Hastings. He had an RBI single back there in the 5th inning of play. It went back to the first baseman in inning number 3, so he's 1-for-2 tonight. Next pitch is a fastball that's going to be inside that leans Utrep away from the plate. Brandon Utrep, star of the day, with a batting average of 194. There's a ball that's going to be hit to left field, and that's going to get down for a base hit and gets by the left fielder. Gets by Estadillo as it goes back to the wall. Around the bag at first, on his way to second base, is going to be Utrep. So Brandon Utrep, it's a double there for Hastings as he sends that one out to left field. It took a big hop over the head of John Estadillo as he chases it down, and Utrep is aboard at second base for Hastings. Now to Dono Santos coming to the plate for the Broncos. He had a single and scored a run in the fifth inning of play. Had another single in the third, so he's 2-for-2 here in this ball game after he went 0-for-3 in the opener. So Santos shows bunt, takes a strike in the outside corner. No balls and one strike now to Santos. Hastings is out on top here over Nebraska Wesleyan. The score is 6-3. Santos batting from the left-hand side, waiting on the pitch here from Shane Wadeen. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike, a curveball that hits the inside corner on the left-hander. And he's now behind on the count, no balls and two strikes. Winds continue to blow in from center field tonight. 20 to 25 miles per hour blowing against the hitters. Not a lot of extra base hits, but we saw one there from Brandon Utrep to left field. There's a swing and a miss, and Santos goes down. Donato Santos strikes out, so that's his second strikeout of this inning and the second one of the ball game for Shane Wadeen. And now Drew McGee, the top of the order, comes up there next for Hastings. McGee, he is grounded out once. He's hit into a double play, and he's grounded out again. So he's 0-for-3 here in this ball game as he comes up there here in the sixth inning now. Bats from the right-hand side against the right-handed throwing Shane Wadeen. Delivers one to the play. It's going to be outside. The ball gets away from Orozco. Back to the screen. Running down to third base. And the play is going to be Utrep. So Hastings now has another run just 90 feet away. Drew McGee. We'll see what he can do at the plate. Now the catcher Orozco goes out and has a couple of words with his pitcher here and walks him back to the pitcher's mound. One ball and no strikes here to Drew McGee. Hastings can hang on to this win here tonight. They would improve to 21-20 on the season and finally get up to the 500 mark in the conference with two games to go. Next pitch is going to be fouled away back over the screen, out of play. And the count now one ball and one strike. Grant Krause would be next, and then Jake Steets. Hastings batting here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. This one's scheduled for 9 here tonight. Broncos have a 3-run lead, 6-3. Hastings is out hit Nebraska Wesleyan 7-2 here in this ballgame. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, two balls and one strike. Got a few folks from Lincoln down cheering on the Prairie Wolves here, voicing their disapproval on the last call. Two balls and one strike. Next pitch is going to be down low for another ball. It's now three balls and one strike. So Drew McGee has got the count in his favor here with a runner on third base. Brandon Utrep taking his lead down there. Third baseman Jordan Wadeen playing about even with a bag. There's the next pitch. Going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. Three balls and two strikes now. The count is full to Drew McGee. Grant Krause standing in the on-deck circle with his shin guards on. The catcher for Hastings hoping to get a chance here in the sixth inning. Shane Wadeen working for the stretchers. The next pitch is going to be popped up. Shallow right field coming on. It's going to be Ochsner going back as a second baseman, and he makes the call, and he makes the catch. Connor Boole goes back to a grab it there to get to Hastings out of this sixth inning of play. So the Broncos erased out of this sixth inning. No runs on a base hit. No errors. One man left on base. We go to inning number 7 with a score. Hastings College 6, Nebraska Wesleyan 3.
If people look at the history and what Mary Lanning has attempted to provide for 100 years, it's amazing.
I would hope that within the next 100 years, the hospital and its staff would not lose sight of its history, why it's here, why it was developed, why Mr. Lanning put it together, and why it was called Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital.
I think Mary Lanning's role in the community will always stay strong, and the hospital will always be something that the community will be proud of.
I see it as remaining a community hospital that provides the best service for the people of this area.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care, Mary Lanning Healthcare.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball here tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan. The score is 6-3 as we move to the top half of the seventh inning. Steve Sponberg going to stay with Ryan Schrod out there on the mound for the Broncos. He's went all the way. It's going to be Sam Ayers, Jordan Wadeen, and also Aaron Ostner coming up here for Nebraska Wesleyan. You've got the bottom third of the order. Schrod, he picked up a couple of strikeouts in the last inning. He's now got six strikeouts on the night. Doing a great job here for Hastings College in this unexpected role for him here. So he goes to work here on the Sam Ayers to start off the seventh inning. Again, Hastings playing eight conference games this week because of the weather wiped out their schedule last weekend. So they had a couple of makeup games earlier in the week, Monday and Tuesday. Had Wednesday off and now playing here on a Thursday. There's a high fly ball toward left field. Nick Williams settles under it and makes the catch. So Steve Sponberg very concerned about who he was going to throw out here in this third doubleheader of the week. But the guys he selected, they've done a great job so far. Michael Lockerbie picking up the win in the opener. Allowed no runs, had five strikeouts and no walks. And now Ryan Schrod, he's given up two base hits here in this ball game. He struck out six. He's allowed just three runs, and his team is out on top by a score of 6-3 as we play here in the seventh inning of play. Here's a Jordan Wadeen coming up to the plate next. He's the third baseman. He has grounded out once. And he's also grounded out again. He's 0-2 in the ballgame. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, so it's 2-0 the count. We're in the bottom third of the order. Ostner is scheduled up there next. Then Connor Boole, the top of the order. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be on the way. A fastball is going to be in there for a strike. Hastings will play in Midland on Saturday. And hopefully one of the top eight teams to get into the GPAC tournament, which gets underway next week. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball, and it's now three balls and no strikes. To Jordan Wadeen, the number eight hitter in the batting order. Ryan Schrod, full windup. Here comes the next pitch on the way. It's going to be in there for a strike. Now it should be three balls and two strikes. Make the correction on the scoreboard again. 3-2 the count to Jordan Wadeen. Here comes the next pitch by Schrod. Swung on. It's going to be popped up out of the outfield. Santos is going to center under it for Hastings in center field to make the catch. So two up, two down as Wadeen worked the count full and then sends it out to Santos out in center field to record the second out. Aaron Ostner comes up there next for Nebraska Wesleyan. Ostner is a left-handed hitter. He has walked both times that he's been up there tonight. Ostner not yet with an official at-bat with two walks. Batting average on the season is sitting at .237 as he did not play in game number one here tonight for the Prairie Wolves. He's got nine base hits and 38 trips to the plate. No extra base hits. He's got four RBIs. He has walked now seven times, and he has struck out six times. There's a strike delivered up there by Ryan Schrod. Hastings got a couple of relievers warming up. I would think that if Schrod can get through the seventh, Steve Sponberg might go to some closing guys here to get us out of this thing. Here's the next pitch, a curveball. It's going to be in there for a strike. Although Schrod has been performing extremely well here in this contest. He gave up two runs in the third inning and one in the fifth. Here's the next pitch swung on, hit to first base. Lockerbie can't handle it. It's picked up on the edge of the outfield grass by Steets, and they throw it to first base. They still get him. That one ricochets off of Lockerbie's glove. Steets picks it up on the edge of the outfield grass. He gets it over to first base to record the out. And Aaron Ostner is being talked to by the first base coach down there. And now the head coach is also going to go out and have a couple of words with Aaron Ostner as he was beaten down to the bag at first and he is thrown out of the play. 4-3 officially. So Nebraska Wesleyan goes down in order here in this inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the seventh with a score. Hastings 6, Nebraska Wesleyan 3.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you tonight. We're at Duncan Field here in Hastings. The Broncos are out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 6-3. Hastings will bat now. And the very first pitch comes in and hits Grant Krause on the side of the head. And now what do we have? The home plate umpire is going to have a conversation here with Steve Sponberg. We have not had a real good time with this home plate umpire. They're going to say now that the pitch hit the tail end of the bat as Grant Krause was swinging away from that inside pitch. Krause can't believe it. Now Steve Sponberg is eye to eye here with the home plate umpire to discuss this thing. We've had numerous conferences with this officiating crew tonight. And we understand this is a big-time home plate umpire and a big-time coach or big-time umpire on the base pads as well. These guys have umpired a lot of Division I games, we understand. And I don't know what they're doing here, but now Steve Sponberg is going eye-to-eye with the base umpire. So it's a 6-3 ball game. We're in the seventh inning of play. This one can't get done soon enough. We've had a numerous delays here in this ball game. Now the home plate umpire is walking Steve Sponberg back down to the third base coaching box. Steve is still jawing in his ear. In the meantime, we've got Grant Krause. He's come back now to home plate. He grabs the club. Steve is still talking with the base umpire out there. he's not the one that made the call. All right, so evidently everything's okay now. And now the home plate umpire is talking with the guys in Nebraska Wesleyan, and they're arguing now. In fact, there's a player that's up on the top rung of the dugout complaining now as the head coach from Nebraska Wesleyan is going to come out and talk. Is there a full moon tonight? I don't see the full moon. In the meantime, we've got the pitcher here for Nebraska Wesleyan, Shane Wadeen. He's going to play catch with Jordan Wadeen at third base, and now Orozco is going to go out and have a conversation with his pitcher. We've got conversations all over the place, not getting anything done here. At this rate, it's going to be sunrise before we get out of here tonight. Another conversation going on between the Nebraska Wesleyan coach and the home plate umpire. I have no idea what he's yelling about. We've got conversations going on all over the place. The home plate umpire is talking with the Nebraska Wesleyan coach. We've got another assistant coach for Nebraska Wesleyan talking with the base umpire after Steve got done with him. Now we're set to go again. It's a Grant Krause back to the right-hand batter's box. The count is at 1-0. All right, 1-0 the count on Grant Krause. Let's play some baseball now, shall we? Here's the next pitch. He's going to be in there for a strike. 1-1 the count. So Grant Krause leading off the seventh inning of play here for Hastings College. Jake Steets will follow him, then Michael Lockerbie. Next pitch is in there for a pitch down low. Now it's 2-1. This is the way the game is supposed to be played. Ball is returned back to the pitcher. Looks in for the sign again from his catcher, Matt Orozco. He winds and delivers the 2-1 pitch. It's swung on, hit to left field. That's going to be a base hit. It falls right in front of Estolillo as he grabs it. And it's a base hit there for Grant Krause. He gets aboard here. That's his second base hit of the ball game for Grant Krause. He comes out now. Here comes O'Brien. He comes in to run for Krause at first base. Now Jake Steets comes to the plate for Hastings. Steets reached on a fielder's choice, laid down his sacrifice, and then got on board as he was called out on a strikeout, and then the catcher dropped the third strike. He got down to first base in time, so he got out of the fifth inning and eventually came around to score. So Steets is up there now with nobody out here in the seventh inning of play. Lays down a bunt, third base line. Picked up a wide in the third baseman. He goes over to first base. That's going to be in time. The sacrifice works. The pitcher, Shane Wadeen, came over toward the line at third base. He fell down, but Jordan was right there. Jordan Wadeen, he throws it over to first base. That's in time, so the sacrifice works. Moves the base runner along to second base on the play. That's O'Brien. Now Michael Lockerby comes to the plate next. Lockerby had a two-run single in the fifth inning of play, flew out to center field in the fourth, grounded out in the first. So he's 1-for-3 here tonight. Michael Lockerby, who picked up the win for Hastings in game number 1 here tonight, takes a whack at that one and fouls it away on the first base side. The count, nothing and one. Lockerby, 6 2/3 innings in game number 1 tonight. Gave up no runs, 7 hits, 5 strikeouts, no walks. He's now 2-0 in the season. Andrew Kuda came on and got the final out for Hastings on his strikeouts as the Broncos won that ball game by a score of 3-0. Hastings is leading here by a score of 6-3. We're in the bottom half of the seventh inning. This one's scheduled for 9 here tonight at Duncan Field. Shane Wadeen looking in for the sign down from his catcher, Matt Orozco. Looks at the runner at second base, throws under the plate. That's going to be fouled away on the first base side. And the count is sitting at no balls and 2 strikes. Bronco baseball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. 1-2 the count. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside and down low for a ball. And the count is now even up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Orozco was up out of his stance. He was looking down towards second base, but no throw from the catcher for Nebraska Wesleyan. Shane Wadeen continues to battle out there for the Prairie Wolves. He comes set. And now throws one of the plate. It's going to be outside for another ball. So now it is 3 balls and 2 strikes. 3-2 the count here to our batter, Michael Lockerby, as he stands in there with a club in hand. There's a ball hit to the third baseman. Nice grab there by Wadeen. Gets up and throws it to first base. That's in time. Jordan Wadeen, the third baseman, dives out there on the skin portion of the infield, gets the ball, gets back down to his feet, and gets it across the first baseman, Colby McPike, to record the out on Michael Lockerby. Good play there. So now there's 2 men out here in the inning, and Reed Stone will come up there next. Hastings has scored all of their runs in tonight's doubleheader in 2 innings. In the first inning of the first ball game, we scored 3. That was enough to hold up. Hastings wins 3-0. Broncos score 6 runs in the fifth inning of game number 2. And so far, they've got the lead 6-3 over Nebraska Wesleyan. Reed Stone up there down for Hastings. The pitch to him is going to be down low. The second one outside the strike zone as well. 2 balls and no strikes. Stone did not play in game number 1. Flew out to center field in inning number 2 of this one. Grounded out once and popped one to the first baseman. 0-for-3 here in the ball game. Stone had a batting average of .389 to start the day. Here's the next pitch. A fastball that's going to be right down the pipe there. And it's now 2 balls and 1 strike. So 2-1 the count here to Stone. Batting in the seventh inning of play, the Broncos have a man on at second base. That is O'Brien running for Krause, the catcher. Here comes a 2-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. An inside fastball that Stone can't get around on. And the count is now even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2-2 the count. Wadeen looks in for the sign again from Roscoe. He's got it. Comes set. Looks at the runner at second. Next pitch and off speed stuff. That's going to be fouled away into the dugout here in this near sideline occupied by Nebraska Wesleyan. Top of the ninth inning. Now the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. They are still tied up at 2 runs apiece. The action there tonight on the breeze. KLIQ 94.5. 2-2 in the ninth inning of play. Here comes the next pitch. Ball hit right back up through the middle. That's a base hit. Picked up out there by the center fielder Ayers. Around the bag at third. Coming home on the play is going to be O'Brien. An RBI single there by Reed Stone. A hard hit ball right back up through the middle. Picked up out there by Sam Ayers. And O'Brien, he's got good speed as he comes around from second base to score. That makes it a 7-3 ball game now in favor of Hastings. As Stone gets an RBI single. And now Nick Williams comes up to the plate next. That is the ninth base hit for Hastings here in this ball game. Hastings has out hit the Prairie Wolves here in this contest, 9-2. Nick Williams coming to the plate next. He takes a pitch down low for ball here, 1-0 the count. Williams, he struck out in the second inning of play, was hit by a pitch, scored a run in the fifth, and he grounded out later on in the fifth inning. So he hit one back to the pitcher. So it's officially 0-2 here in this ball game. Next pitch to Williams is going to be outside for a ball. And it's now 2 balls and no strikes. So Reed Stone gets the RBI single. Hastings has played another run here in the seventh inning of play. Now have a 4-run lead, 7-3 here in the bottom of the seventh. Next pitch is on the way, swung on and missed. Fastball that Williams can't connect with. 2-1 the count. Braxton Arndt would be next. We'll see as Steve Sponberg goes to his bullpen here in the eighth inning with Ryan Schrod going the distance so far for Hastings College and doing an outstanding job here. Next pitch is going to be fouled away, and the count is sitting at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hastings will play at Midland on Saturday afternoon. If all goes well, we'll have the GPAC tournament next week at a site to be determined. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. He comes inside, and did it hit him? No, a called third strike, I think. And here we go again. Williams was trying to get away from that one, and the officials, the home plate umpire says he went around with it on a strike, and Steve Sponberg again is going to have an eye-to-eye meeting down here. But both teams head back to their respective dugouts, and that's going to be a strikeout, strikeout number 3 to end the inning. So Hastings, they score 1 run here in the seventh inning of play. 1 run on a couple of base hits. No errors and 1 man left on base. We go to the eighth inning as we lumber on here. The second half of the doubleheader. The score is Hastings College 7 and Nebraska Wesleyan 3.
Highland Park Lawn Company cares about the quality time you spend with your family and can make your lawn a healthier playground. With aeration and timed applications, you'll reduce annoying weeds and insects and have a thick, green lawn. Spend time in your yard, quality time, with the help of Highland Park Lawn Company, serving the area since 1977. Grand Island, Hastings, Kearney, HighlandParkLawn.com.
You'll say that's your lawn. Never looks better than with Highland Park Lawn Company.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal on the best top quality late model vehicles around, like a 2013 Chevy Equinox LTZ, all-wheel drive, blue with 47,000 miles. Cash price special this week, $19,475 at Kirshner's Auto Corner, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we're going to see Ryan Schrod. He's going to continue out there for Hastings. Nebraska Wesleyan coming up to the plate here, trailing in the ball game now by a score of 7-3 after Hastings tacks on one more in the last half of an inning. So Schrod stays out there on the mound for Hastings. Grant Krause still behind the plate. We're going to have Connor Boole coming to the plate here is a batter here for Nebraska Wesleyan, and he takes his strike. He's behind on the count already at 2 balls and 2 strikes. We're into the eighth inning of play. This one's scheduled for 9 here tonight. Hastings looking for their first doubleheader sweep of a conference foe this season. Connor Boole takes a pitch up high for a ball. 1-2 the count. Lockerbie is still down there at first base. Steets is second. Utrep at shortstop. Arndt is over here at third base. There's the ball hit to the left side. Going back is going to be Utrep. He makes a diving grab, and he grabs it out there for Hastings, a shortstop. In shallow left field, Utrep goes back there and grabs it for Hastings to record the out. The Bronco defense has been flawless here tonight. And that was a great play by Brandon Utrep. He catches that baby over his left shoulder, falling down as he dives for it in shallow left field. He steals a base hit away from Connor Boole right there. Spectacular play by the shortstop for Hastings. He has had a good couple of weeks here for the Broncos. Brandon Utrep. Chase Powers coming up there next, and he fouls this one into the dugout on the first base side occupied by the Prairie Wolves. Nebraska Wesleyan at 10-23 on the season. They're sitting at 6-11 in the conference. They still mathematically can gain a spot in the GPAC tournament that starts next week. But they've got their last doubleheader is against Doan, and that won't be easy, but that's one of their rivals, probably the main rival for Nebraska Wesleyan. So those guys will go at it here this weekend. Here's the next pitch, going to be fouled away, and the count goes to 1-2. 1-2 the count to Chase Powers. He had a two-run double back there in the third inning. It seems like that was yesterday. Also flew out to first base and struck out once. And there's a call, third strike. He strikes out again. That's going to be strikeout number eight in the ball game now for Ryan Schrod. This is a guy, again, if you missed us earlier, his ERA coming into this baseball game here tonight was at 19.06. He had thrown 5 2/3 innings. He had given up 12 hits, 13 runs, 12 of those earned with 11 base on balls and 4 strikeouts. And tonight he has delivered up a masterpiece in this ball game here tonight against Nebraska Wesleyan. 8 strikeouts in the ball game now for Ryan Schrod. Falls behind Matt Orozco at 2 balls and no strikes now here in the 8th inning of play. Here's the next pitch right down the pipe there, 2-1. Orozco is grounded out once. He's flown out to center field, and he's reached on a single. Had a stolen base back there in the 6th inning, but was left stranded. Next pitch is going to be hit toward right field. Giving chase is stolen, but it's going to fall in foul territory. So a long foul ball there. And they'll go to work here with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Schrod has walked 3, and he has struck out 8. There's a ground ball. A big hop over the head of Braxton Arndt at third base. That's going to go into left field. Nick Williams picks it up. Arndt had to play on the ball there, but a hop right at the end goes up over his head. I'm sure that'll be a base hit there for Matt Orozco as he gets aboard here. Here in this 8th inning of play. And that's going to bring up James McCain next. James McCain comes up there. He has grounded out once. He has struck out once, and he's struck out again. He takes a strike here, 0-1. McCain, he started the day with a batting average of .278. He was 1-for-3 in game number 1 here tonight. 1 by Hastings, 3-0. Here comes the next pitch. A little check swing there on the outside. It's going to be outside the strike zone. He did not go around with it. Home plate umpire goes out and looks at the base umpire. He says no. 1-1 the count now to James McCain. Ryan Schrod comes set. Runner takes his lead at first base. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low. The ball gets away from Krause. Comes over here to the third base side. Krause goes tumbling down to the turf and down at second base. There's going to be a base runner running down there. I think that's Justice Stokes again. Yeah, Stokes running for the catcher, Matt Orozco. The count here at the plate is sitting at 2 balls and 1 strike now to James McCain. 7-3, Hastings has got the lead here in this one. Ryan Schrod looks. Here's the next pitch. A called strike on the outside corner. Schrod continues to nibble away at that outside corner. Deuces are wild now on the scoreboard. 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2 men out. here in this eighth inning. Srod will work from the stretch with Justice Stokes down there at second base. Looks at second, and now he steps off with a rubber. Stokes will go back. Utrep trying to dance his way to maybe cover the bag there at second base for Hastings on a possible pickoff move. Utrep right behind Justice Stokes down there. As Srod gets ready to go again, comes set. Looks at the runner at second base, offers one to the plate, popped up. It's going to be in foul territory, back out of play. So the count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. You're listening to Hastings College baseball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Temp was in the 60s at game time. It's definitely a cool down here. The few fans that we have left in the old stadium here tonight. Cuddle up in blankets and wintertime attire. Here comes the next pitch. It hits him. It hits him on a 2-2 pitch. So now James McCain heads down to first base on the play. Nebraska Wesleyan has now got runners on at first and second base as John Estadillo comes to the plate next. He is 0-for-3 so far in the ball game. He's flown out to left field. He's flown out to left field, and he's popped one back to the shortstop. So he is 0-for-3. And now the catcher for Hastings, Garrett Krause, is going to go out and have a couple of words with Ryan Srod just to calm him down a little bit. We are in the eighth inning of play. Hastings out on top, 7-3 over Nebraska Wesleyan. Home plate umpire was going out almost immediately to break up that conversation. So in the meantime, here comes Steve Sponberg. He's going to come out of the dugout, and he's going to head out there, and we might have a pitching change as the Broncos have had a couple of relievers warming up here the past couple of innings as Steve Sponberg has made his way out to the pitcher's mound to talk with Ryan Srod. And that's going to be all she wrote here for Srod. So a pitching change coming up here for Hastings College. We're in the eighth inning of play. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings College 7, Nebraska Wesleyan 3.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
The South Heartland District Health Department wants you to help us become the healthiest nation in one generation. Nationally, public health has seen successes like increasing life expectancy and reducing infant mortality. The United Health Foundation places Nebraska 10th in the United States in overall health ranking, but we still face challenges to do better. Take a pledge to do your part to eat well, exercise, and make healthy choices. Together, we can build healthy communities. Together, we can help create the healthiest nation in one generation. This message is from the South Heartland District Health Department, because they care about you and your loved ones.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to 400 series windows and patio doors from a brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder that they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? Available from Square Deal Lumber and Holstein. Buy squaredeal.com or call them at 402-756-5881.
1230 KHAS.
Well, Hastings not going to mess around here. Andrew Kuda is going to come back out and throw for the Broncos here in this ballgame. Kuda threw on Monday. And now he threw to one batter in the first inning or first ball game here tonight. Kuda was scheduled to get the start on Saturday at Midland. But obviously, that's not going to happen now. Andrew Kuda is going to come on now here in the eighth inning of play. We're going to have a pinch hitter coming in now. A pinch hitter coming on here for John Estadillo. It's going to be Matt Caracas. He played in the first ball game. Or Sakas. There we go. Mark Korsakis is going to come into the ball game. He will bat here in the eighth inning of play. So we got Andrew Kuda on the mound here for Hastings. And we got Korsakis as your hitter or pinch hitter in the eighth inning of play. Nebraska Wesley has got runners on at first and second base. So Ryan Schrod, he goes 7 2/3 innings here tonight. The count here at the plate is at 1-1 on Korsakis. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be a curveball. It's in there for a strike. 1-2 the count. Ryan Schrod goes 7 2/3 innings. Gives up 3 hits, 3 runs so far. 3 base on balls, 7 strikeouts officially. If one of these runners get home, they would be charged to his statistics here. 1-2 the count. Here's the next pitch. Swung on and foul tap. So the count remains at 1-2 here. We've got 2 men out here in the 8th inning of play. Andrew Kuda is out there for Hastings. He's got more wins on the staff than anybody. He's got 6 of them. Pitched to one batter and struck him out in the first ball game. Here's the pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. It's now 2-2 here. Andrew Kuda, the product out of Sandy Creek. Hometown is Edgar. Done a good job for head coach Steve Sponberg here for the 2015 season. 2-2 the count with 2 men out. Here comes the next pitch by Kuda. It's on the way. He strikes him out. So Kuda has faced 2 guys here in this ballgame, and he struck out both of them. So Korsakis, he goes down on strikes. And we will head to the bottom of the 8th inning with a score. Hastings College 7, Nebraska Wesleyan 3.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Hey, Tyson.
What's up, Mike?
Do you know what my favorite day is?
Saturday?
Wrong.
Friday?
Wrong again. It's Monday.
You can't be serious.
Yep, every Monday we get to spend time with a furry little friend on the Start Over Rover Pet of the Week show, proudly sponsored by TLC Vet Care of Hastings.
That's right, Mike. It's so great to help out a no-kill animal shelter whose goal is to provide a stable, responsible new home to these animals.
It's the Start Over Rover Pet of the Week show every Monday morning at 8:30 right here on 1230 KHAS.
1230 KHAS.
We're going to have another new pitcher now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Brandon Holscher is going to come on and throw here in the eighth inning of play. So Holscher comes on for Nebraska Wesleyan to try to slow down Hastings here in this bottom of the eighth inning. Brandon Holscher, so far this season, he has thrown a total of 16 and a third innings. ERA is sitting at 4.41. Record to 1-2. He's making his 11th appearance here. He has started 2 games for Nebraska Wesleyan this year, completed none. Out of those 16 and a third innings, he has given up 20 hits and 13 runs. 8 of those earned, 6 base on balls, 7 strikeouts. Teams batting .290 against him. So we're in the bottom of the eighth inning, a 9-inning affair. This one is scheduled for here tonight. Braxton Arndt comes up to the plate now for Hastings. The Broncos scoring 6 runs in the 5th inning. They added 1 in the 7th inning of play. They won their first ball game tonight by a score of 3-0, so they're looking for their first conference sweep of the 2015 season here. They've got a 7-3 lead, looking to add to the total right here against the Brandon Holscher. He's a right-handed thrower here for Nebraska Wesleyan, and the first pitch comes behind the head of Braxton Arndt. That's not a good start. Brandon now going to do some dirt work out there on the pitcher's mound, making more of his liking here. The first pitch behind the head of Braxton Arndt. Hastings in the bottom third of the order here in the eighth inning of play. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. It's now 2-0. So 2-0 the count. Hastings leading off this bottom of the eighth inning. Here comes the next pitch by Holscher. That's going to be in there for a strike. 2-1. Kansas City and the Chicago White Sox, they are still tied up at 2 runs apiece. They're now in the top of the 10th inning, so they're in extra innings tonight in Chicago. Royals 2 and the Chicago White Sox 2. Here comes the next pitch, a little check swing there. Did he go around with it? Yes, he did. Braxton Hart now looking at the count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brandon Utrep and then Donato Santos scheduled up here for Hastings in the 8th inning of play. Here's the wind in the pitch now by Brandon Holscher. A swing and a miss. The catcher drops the 3rd strike, but Orozco ran out there to tag him. And there's a strikeout. So Brandon Holscher comes in and gets a strikeout. That's going to bring up Brandon Utrep next. He flew out to first base his first time up there. That was in inning number 3. Then he had an RBI single in the 5th. Had a double in the 6th inning of play. So Utrep doing a good job tonight in game number 2. He's got a couple of base hits and 3 attempts. He'll face Brandon Holscher for the first time here, though. Holscher winds and delivers. Some off-speed stuff there. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. The rest of the conference games still going on, waiting for the final scores to come rolling in here tonight. See how we fare after Hastings picked up the win in the first ball game. Hastings was in a 4-way tie for a 6th place as action got underway here this afternoon. Right now we're in a 2-way tie for 6th place. As the results stand right now, waiting for the results for the second half of the doubleheaders. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. And Utrep now looking at a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. So Hastings trying to push their way into the GPAC tournament next week. There's an attempted bunt laid down. It's going to be fouled away. In the top 2 teams in the regular season will host a little 4-team tournaments next week in double elimination affairs. And then the 2 winners will play a week from Tuesday for the GPAC championship and the right to move on to the Nationals. That's a change in the format that we've got for the 2015 season. Next pitch will be swung on and missed. Utrep goes down and strikes. Brandon Utrep strikes out in the ballgame. Utrep thought maybe the catcher dropped the 3rd strike, but if it was foul tapped, it was right back into the catcher's glove. Utrep took off toward 1st base, but home plate umpire rings him up. That's a 2nd strikeout now for Brandon Holscher since he came on. Now Donato Santos comes to the plate next. After the ball game tonight, we'll name our player of the game and our coach's postgame show. There's the ball hit right to the first baseman, and he goes over and taps the bag, and the Broncos go down in order here in the bottom half of the 8th inning of play. Hastings scores no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We move to the top of the 9th inning with a score. Hastings College 7 and Nebraska Wesleyan 3.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
5 Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the 3rd largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. 5 Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at Duncan Field. We got some breaking news. A Hastings High School teacher is now behind bars after being accused of having an inappropriate relationship with a student. We had that throughout the day, but they're releasing some more information. A supervisor with the Hastings Police Department says that 38-year-old Jonathan Schaefer was arrested at around 6 o'clock tonight on a warrant of first-degree sexual assault of a child. That occurred up at Hastings Senior High School. And we'll have more details, obviously, throughout the day tomorrow, but 38-year-old Jonathan Schaefer, a science teacher, we understand, up at Hastings High, has been arrested on charges of first-degree sexual assault on a child. Obviously, we'll have more throughout the day tomorrow. That's a developing story. There's a ground ball towards short. Utrep grabs it. He goes over to first base, and that's going to be in time. Colby McPike is thrown out on one play there. 6-3 officially. Here comes Sam Ayers. We're going to have a pinch hitter coming up here. A pinch hitter for Nebraska Wesleyan. This is going to be John Babick. John Babick will come to the plate here in the ninth inning of play for Nebraska Wesleyan. Babick, he played in the first ball game. He was 1 out of 3 in the first game for Nebraska Wesleyan. He hits that ball right to the second baseman as the Broncos grab it there for the second out. That's Steets. Jake Steets gets on a line shot. And here comes Jordan Wandine is going to come to the plate here now. Two men out in the ninth inning of play. Coming up, we've got our player of the game and our coach's postgame show before we get out of here tonight. Wadine's last hope here for Nebraska Wesleyan. He struck out in the third inning of play. Grounded out in the fifth, and he flew out to center field in inning number 7, so he's 0 for here tonight. Here's the pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. Andrew Kuda, by the way, is working out there for Hastings College. So Kuda threw the one batter in the first inning of play. He's now thrown two-thirds of an inning here. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. It's now 3 balls and no strikes. So 3-0 the count here to Jordan Waldeen. Aaron Oshner will be up there next. Hastings out on top here. 7-3. Here's the next pitch. He's going to miss inside, and he walks him. So now we got another pinch hitter coming to the plate here for Nebraska Wesleyan here in the ninth inning of play. This is going to be Brett Mattson. So Mattson is going to come on. He will bat in the ninth inning of play. Mattson did not play in game number 1. So Mattson up here now with a base runner on at first base. This guy is 0 for 3 this year. He has walked once. He has struck out once. He's 0 for 3 batting here in the ninth inning of play with a bat on at first base. Right-handed hitter as he takes a strike there from Andrew Kuda. Has now 2 balls and 1 strike. Ryan Schrod, he goes the first 7 1/3 innings here tonight. Next pitch is going to be swung on and missed. And now the Broncos just a strike away from wrapping up their first conference sweep of the 2015 season. This will be huge for Hastings and their race to get into the GPAC tournament next week. Next pitch is swung on and missed. He strikes him out, and the Broncos win the ball game. Andrew Kuda comes on in both ball games and shuts the door here for Hastings College, recording a couple of strikeouts in this ball game. And the Broncos win it tonight in game number 2 over Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 7-3. So Hastings winning both ends of the doubleheader here tonight, 3-0 in the first game, 7-3 in the nightcap. Back with a recap after this.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all.
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings College wins the second half of the doubleheader tonight, 7-3 over Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings scoring 7 runs on 9 hits, no errors. They leave 5 men on base. Nebraska Wesleyan 3 runs, 3 hits, 2 errors. They leave 5 men on base. Hastings now 21-20 on the season. They're 9-9 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Nebraska Wesleyan, they dropped to 10 wins and 24 losses on the year. They're now 6-12 in conference play. Wesleyan got out to a 3-0 lead here in this baseball game here today, but Hastings College comes up with 6 runs in the fifth inning of play on 4 base hits, and Nebraska Wesleyan error, a hit batter thrown in there as well as Hastings erupts for 6 runs. Hastings gets an additional run in the seventh inning of play, and the Broncos go on to win tonight by the score of 7-3. Ryan Schrod will be the winning pitcher for Hastings. He's now 1-1 on the season, goes 7 2/3 tonight, gives up 3 hits, 3 runs, 3 base on balls, 7 strikeouts. Andrew Kuda comes on in both halves of the doubleheader to finish things off. Kuda threw to 1 batter in game number 1, comes back and throws 1 1/3 in the nightcap, gives up a walk and 2 strikeouts. Hastings sweeps their first conference doubleheader of the season as they beat Nebraska Wesleyan 3-0 in the first game, 7-3 in the nightcap. Stick around, the players of the game coming up next in the coach's postgame show. You're listening to Bronco Baseball on 1230 KHAS.
Today's Hastings College Baseball broadcast has been brought to you by the KHS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Don't go away. We have the player of the game and the coach's postgame show coming up next on your home for Bronco Sports, 1230 KHAS. Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
Spring is finally here. With spring comes job interviews, graduations, and weddings. Gary Michaels Clothiers will have you feeling confident and looking your best with our professional fittings and in-house tailoring. Same-day tailoring available. Take 30% off all in-stock suits from Austin Reed, Jack Victor, and S. Cohen. And ladies, you have not been forgotten. We have the perfect outfit, now 20% off entire ladies' clothing. Shop now to refresh your spring wardrobe at Gary Michaels Clothiers, downtown Hastings and Kearney. Open late Thursday, Saturday till 4.
Our Bronco postgame coverage continues with the player of the game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Check us out online at hastingstribune.com.
So Hastings College wins both ends of the doubleheader here tonight, winning 3-0 and 7-3. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Again, you got to look to our starting pitching here tonight. Michael Lockerbie in game number 1 for Hastings College. He does a great job. He goes 6 2/3 innings in our 7-inning affair. You got to look to a guy like Andrew Kuda, who appeared in both halves of the doubleheader here tonight as far as the pitchers are concerned. As far as the offense is concerned, we had to Ryan Schrod. He picked up a couple of base hits in the opener. Hastings had only 5 hits in that first contest, but was able to win by the score of 3-0. In the nightcap, Grant Krause, he had a couple of base hits and an RBI, 2 base hits and an RBI for Brandon Utrep, and Donato Santos had a couple of base hits in the ball game. We'll come back and name our players of the game right after this.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
Our players of the game tonight for Hastings College has got to be the two starting pitchers. We are kind of among a rock and a hard space here tonight with 8 conference games this week, and Steve Sponberg had to kind of piece something together here tonight for a pitching staff, and both guys did outstanding. Michael Lockerbie in the first game, 6 2/3, no runs, 7 hits, 5 strikeouts, no walks. And then Ryan Schrott in the nightcap goes 7 2/3, gives up 3 hits, 3 runs, 3 base on balls, and 7 strikeouts. Michael Lockerbie and Ryan Schrott are players of the game tonight for Hastings College. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
The Player of the Game has been brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe to the Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned to the Coach's Postgame Show is up next on your Hastings link to Bronco Sports, 1230 KHAS.
Shop local, save big at shopwheelerdealer.com. To subscribe, allowing us to send you the deal of the day every morning via text message. Text the words Wheeler Dealer to 90210. Shop local, save big. Shopwheelerdealer.com.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Join us each Saturday morning for the Amprite Open House on Sports right here on 1230 KHS. I'm Tyson Everonic, and I'll be live from the Burlington Express Food Court at Amprite at 14th and Burlington in Hastings. We look forward to spring sports, track, golf, and even baseball. And we'll give you the inside scoop with our conversations with the coaches as we take a look back and look ahead at what has happened and what's coming up in local and area sports. It's the Amprite Open House on Sports each Saturday morning at 10:06 right here on your home for high school sports, 1230 KHAS. It's time now for the Coaches Postgame Show on 1230 KHAS. Now it's back out to the diamond to talk with the coach.
All right, back here at Duncan Field, Hastings winning 2 games here tonight over Nebraska Wesleyan, 3-0, and also 7-3 is Blake Marquardt, the assistant coach for Hastings, will join us on the postgame show. And, Coach, our first conference sweep of an opponent. It was a long time coming here tonight. That's going to feel good.
It definitely feels good, and it's something we've been looking forward to and thriving for the last couple of weeks here. So doubleheader sweep is always a good thing.
It helps us out in the standings as Hastings improves to 9-9, now 21-20 on the season, currently sitting in sixth place. I think we still have some work to do on Saturday with the doubleheader at Midland, but this gives us a big boost into maybe getting into the conference tournament next week.
Oh, definitely gives us a boost, and hopefully we can get our guys on a little bit of a roll here and maybe get hot here at the very end of the season. If we can go in and, you know, win one or two games, I think our guys will have some momentum going into the conference tournament and maybe make a run for it here.
Defense was outstanding tonight. We go both games without committing an error, and we had some sensational plays. A U-Trump at shortstop, a couple of plays there. I just thought the defense tonight was very good behind a very good pitching staff tonight.
Well, it's exactly right, but I think it started with on the mound, and that kind of fed into our defense, and our defense just got right behind our pitching staff tonight. But that's exactly what we started the season out with, is our defense, and, you know, as of lately, we kind of fell off, but tonight we really got back to where we should be.
Let's start with the pitching staff. I know we were kind of concerned about this doubleheader just because the amount of games and who we had left and who was going to be available. You go with Michael Lockerbie in the first ball game. You go with Ryan Schrott, who had an ERA of like 19 coming into the ball game here today. Talk about why those guys were successful, and just talk about their outings tonight.
Well, Mike, in the first game, you know, he's a junior for us, and he's been on the mound, you know, several times this year and in the past couple of years, and so we wanted to start with him having that experience on the mound and being an upperclassman for us, and we knew he had it all along, but, you know, fortunately for us during the season, he's been a big factor at first base and hitting, so we've always kind of utilized him in that position. Tonight we had to go with him on the mound, and he did exactly what he's capable of doing. But with Ryan Schrott, you know, like you said, he's 19 ERA, but he's a guy that we think is going to be a big pitcher for us in the future here. And we stuck behind him because we've committed to him. We trust in him. It's just, you know, lately we've kind of gone away from because of that ERA and his walks. But tonight he showed what he's capable of doing and where he could be.
He threw just like 5 innings coming into the ball game here tonight. Obviously, his first couple of outings, not very good. Just talk about the belief about putting him out there and what turned out to be a big, big ball game here to you guys trying to win this thing.
Well, you know, we're short on pitchers as it is because of all the pitchers we have used in the last several games. And Ryan, you know, definitely got a good arm for him, and he's a freshman, so it's the lack of inexperience, of, you know, it was kind of a tough decision to go with him today. But he's a guy that wants the ball. And, you know, we talked to him, you know, before the game started a couple days ago, and he says he wants the ball, and we're willing to give him a chance in today's game.
Then you guys decide to go with Andrew Kuda in both ball games. He gets one out for you in the first ball game to try to seal it up, and he throws an inning here in the nightcap. Talk about the reasoning behind going back to Andrew, a guy that we thought we would pencil into a starter ball game on Saturday.
Well, I wouldn't, you know, count him off for Saturday starting. We'll probably utilize him as a starter in relief. But he was the next best arm. These games are very important to our season, and we wanted to go the next best arm that was ready to go. And Kuda was ready. Actually, Xander Schmidt was down the bullpen as well, and he was ready to go as well. And that's who we just thought was going to be, you know, could win us a ball game.
With the season on the line, basically, you were that close to just throw your best guy out there, and that was Andrew Kuda.
That was Andrew Kuda for us tonight. You know, we've trust other guys in our staff, but tonight Andrew said his arm was, you know, feeling ready to go again, and we thought that was our best chance. And, you know, as he's proved throughout the season, he's a great pitcher, and we wanted to get behind him.
So Hastings has got one more doubleheader coming up against Midland on Saturday afternoon. Hopefully this will be good enough to get us into the GPAC tournament next week. But really, yeah, go to Midland and play like the season is online, not knowing what the rest of the teams are going
to
do.
Well, that's exactly right. We still don't know if we're in or out. So we're going to go up there expecting to, and knowing or thinking that we need to win two games here. So we'll go up there, you know, fighting and scrapping for two games here and hopefully come out and get in the tournament. Maybe if we win two, we can maybe jump a seed or two.
What about the offense here tonight? We have just five base hits in the opener. You come back with nine in the nightcap, but you do a lot of scoring in a couple of innings. You had three runs in the first ball game in the first inning you played. Did you think that was going to hold up the rest of the night?
I was a little nervous. I mean, obviously you come out in the first inning, score three, you're thinking our offense is ready to swing it today, and then their pitching staff did a good job of coming back and battling through the rest of the game and shutting us down. But, you know, our pitching staff was just a little bit better that first game.
The second ball game, you guys fell behind. Then you come up with six runs in the fifth inning of play and added one in the seventh. You got the bats going in the fifth, and that's all you needed.
We've talked about this all the year, situationally hitting. And that fifth or sixth inning, like you said, that's kind of where we situationally did exactly what we needed. We put some pressure on them. I know we stole a little bit. We bunted, and we put some pressure on them, and we came out on top.
Okay, good luck on Saturday, and hopefully we'll see you again next week, huh?
Thank you.
All right, Blake Markworth, the assistant coach for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos winning a doubleheader here tonight over Nebraska Wesleyan, scores of 3-0 and 7-3. We'll get you the other scores, what we have right now in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Morningside has beaten Northwestern in the first game of 2-13-7. Their second ball game still going on. The top two teams, Briarcliff and Mount Marty, played tonight. They split their doubleheader. Briarcliff winning the first game 4-1. Mount Marty winning the second game 15-5. Dakota Wesleyan and Dort played tonight. They split their doubleheader. Dakota Wesleyan winning over Dort 4-3. And then Dort winning the nightcap 7-0. Hastings taking two from Nebraska Wesleyan, 3-0 and 7-3. And Doan won the first ball game of two against Concordia, 6-4. Their second one is still going on. So Hastings wins both ends. They're now 21-20 on the season, 9-9 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference as they get ready to go to Midland University in Fremont on Saturday. That'll wrap things up from Duncan Field here tonight. For my producer and engineer, Bailey Crow, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show. Join us all season long for Bronco baseball coverage on your Hastings link to Bronco Sports, 1230 KHAS. Bronco baseball has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.